Premier Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3rd, 1996.
Good morning, everybody, wherever you may be. It's good to be here. Open line talk radio. We've talked about the Ron Brown situation. We're continuing to talk about the beating in California, the illegal aliens. The situation in Montana, the standoff continues there without resolution. And there's just a whole lot going on. Here's an Associated Press story I just got from Roswell, New Mexico. A metal shard, which some speculate might be from a purported 1947 UFO crash near Roswell, appears to be a thin layer of copper plated with silver, according to the state geologist there. The object, about 2 inches wide, 3 inches long, is marked by fine lines and has holes in the middle that appear to be caused by catastrophic forces. But whether it was made by humans or aliens remains a question to some. McGee analyzed the metal Friday at the New Mexico Institute of Mining and Technology in Socorro. He declined to speculate on whether the object could be from outer space. The framed piece of metal was delivered to the UFO Museum in Roswell March 24th by a local citizen whose identity has not been made public. "We know it's either worthless or priceless, trash or treasure," said Max Little. Little said other tests are going to be done on the metal. "Now we want to find out if it's extraterrestrial." For nearly half a century, a mysterious crash has fueled speculation about aliens in the New Mexico desert, Cold War secrecy, and a government cover-up. So, there you have it. If you would like to see this piece of metal, as you probably know, I contacted the Daily Record in Roswell and paid to have a copy of that photograph made, a positive copy. They had only negatives they supplied to the wire services, and they did it for us and sent it to me. I scanned it, and I put it up on the web page. That's where it is. You can get it. So if you want to see what it looks like, be my guest. There's some very, very inside, interesting speculation now about the mix of the metals. When we mix copper and silver, and I'm not an expert in this field, there is a certain percentage that of each that is mixed, the terrestrial mixture. There's some speculation the mixture of these metals is different. They're looking into that. So anyway, if you want to get a copy of this, go on up to my webpage and take a look. It's www.artbell.com. That's where you'll find it. www.artbell.com. Or if you've got a web browser, just put in Art Bell. It'll lead you toward it. Also, of course, up there, Real Audio. If you've got a Real Audio player, and if you don't, you can download. It's free. Download it up there, and then go take a listen to the program. WOAI, the big monster, 1200, San Antone, puts Real Audio on the Internet, this program. WPSL in Port St. Lucie, Florida, also puts Real Audio up there. And if you're listening to Real Audio, or you're hearing us internationally, in whatever way you're hearing us, we have an international line. Unfortunately, once again, my dial tone seems to be gone. You're welcome to give it a try. And so wherever you are in the world, if you can get through, it will be toll-free. It will be toll-free from any point in the world. But they are still, you know, working out the bugs, and I've got this feeling they work on those bugs at this time of night. So eventually it'll be straightened out. But give it a try. We'd love to have you give it a try. And the way you do it is simply call the AT&T USA Direct Access number, the USA Direct Access number, then 800-893-0903, 800-893-0903, and lo and behold, for some reason, it rings. You're on the air. Hello.
This is AT&T. This is CBC telephone. Here, we're checking to see if you had dial tone. All right.
Yeah, so I've got. Obviously, got it now.
Okie doke.
Thank you. You're welcome. So you got through somehow there. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Art. How you doing?
Fine.
I was calling up about the Freeman we have going on here.
Yes.
I see nothing but problems with this standoff we're having.
Where are you, actually?
I'm in Houston.
Houston?
Yes.
Okay.
All I see is nothing but problems coming out of this, because all we're doing is giving them more time to organize, and we're not getting anywhere with them. They've already got a bomb expert up in there, and they have said that we're going to see a...
They've said they have a 50 caliber machine gun,
mm-hmm.
Shades of Waco.
Yeah.
And some sort of bomb expert who from time to time would dynamite, the neighbors would hear it.
Mm-hmm. And they've already said there's going to be an explosion like we've never heard. I just don't understand why we don't tear gas the hell out of the place and go in.
Well, look,
I mean, if they want to burn themselves down like Waco, I have no problem
with
it.
Well, I do. I don't want to see that kind of an end, if possible. In other words, there has not yet been anybody in this situation killed. All right?
I see what you're saying, but I mean, all we're doing is letting them organize.
There is no reason as of yet to use deadly force.
Well, tear gas isn't deadly.
No, tear gas.
It'll draw them all out.
Well, it might, and it might come to that. I don't know. I just hope there is some peaceful resolution to it. I really do. Nobody should have any interest in seeing this end violently. I certainly don't.
Oh, I just think we got to do something about it before it gets too late.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. Thank you very much. There is a vote for going ahead and doing something. Mine would not be for that. My vote would be to wait. My vote was to wait at Waco, and we didn't. Here, there is more, not less, of a reason to wait. In Waco, there had been federal agents killed, and Davidians killed. There were dead bodies. It was different. This is not Waco. There is no reason at this point to use deadly force. Now, if somebody in the compound/farmhouse, if they're calling it a compound, it's, I suppose, in the sense that it's barricaded now and they've got stockpiles, it's a compound in that sense. But if they were to begin shooting, then it would, you know, quickly become something else. Right now, there's no reason to turn a non-deadly situation into a deadly one. So I hope they don't.
News Radio 740 KTRH. By February, will the dollars in your savings and retirement accounts turn into worthless pieces of paper? Will the next debt ceiling increase push us to the brink of default? Find out now by requesting a free copy of Chris Martinson's Crash Course DVD. See why King World News has reported the debt crisis is already here. There's no solution. Gold will hit $2,500 an ounce and silver could double. Don't get blindsided by another crisis in our bubble economy. Get prepared now. Call Lear Capital at 1-800-957-4653 for your free DVD and Precious Metals Decision Guide. See how you can get up to $600 worth of silver Arctic Fox coins free with a qualifying purchase. Don't wait. Respected analyst Gerald Celente says the crisis will hit this year. And if you don't have your money in your pocket, it's not yours. Call 1-800-957-4653 for your free DVD and Precious Metals Decision Guide. And get up to $600 worth of silver Arctic Fox coins free. That's 800-957-4653. 1-800-957-4653.
Business owners, chances are you have a few computers in your office, maybe a tablet, a smartphone or two. They all have critical business files on them, and if you experience a data loss, you could be in dire straits. That's why your business needs iDrive.com. iDrive is smart and intuitive. It's easy to set up, so you won't need an IT specialist to keep track of your backups. iDrive protects your valuable data to an unlimited number of devices with no per-computer charges. Business plans start at less than $10 a month. iDrive stores your files safely and securely online and off-site with military-grade encryption, so only you have access to your files anywhere, anytime. Protect your data. Sign up today and save 20% when you use promo code PROTECT with iDrive.com.
The Coast AM sure sounds great in the middle of the night, but you know, you don't have to be nocturnal to enjoy this amazing show. The Coast Insider is your key to a normal life. for 15 cents a day, you can wake up refreshed knowing that last night's show is waiting for you with podcasting. As a member, you'll have access to our monthly live chat sessions with George Noory and special guests. The Coast Insiders Club is a must-have feature for all Coast to Coast AM listeners. Visit coasttocoastam.com to sign up today. You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
Dear Art, I have several points to discuss. The police in Riverside, obviously, in my opinion, police brutality. Police have no business doing this to anyone. However, the illegal aliens put themselves in a bad situation by breaking the law. Latin Americans are trying to make this a race anti-immigrant issue. That's what I say. This is the equivalent of vultures picking over a dead corpse. These groups don't care about these individuals. They're only looking for an excuse to raise their lame banners and fly them. Well, I absolutely agree with you. And they can try to turn it into anything they want to, but it was a serious breach of the law, probably involving several felonies. It's not a race issue. It's a law issue. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Well, hi, Art.
Hi.
I'm calling from Elko.
Elko, Nevada. Yes, sir.
You betcha. And I envy you working a graveyard shift at home.
Yes.
And all the news aside, I got to tell you something kind of humorous. My 19th wedding anniversary is back on the 27th, and I work 12-hour shifts at one of the mines here.
Right.
And I knew I couldn't be home for the anniversary, so I ordered the flowers.
Oh, yes.
And had them delivered here in the afternoon. My wife took delivery of them. And we've never received a order from FedEx before.
Oh.
And I'm a ham operator, see?
Oh, yes.
And I got all kinds of equipment and stuff, and I'm always wanting something. Well, when the box came, it says FedEx tube on the side. And when my wife saw that, she goes, what did he order for himself?
She thought it was a giant tube.
Yeah, something for my radios.
I understand.
And when she opened it and saw the flowers, she was just flabbergasted, and so was I. When I got home, it was just the most wonderful display, and she was so grateful, and the anniversary was quite a deal.
Well, I'm glad. It is a good deal. It's everything we say it is.
Oh, it sure is, and sure made people happy around here, and I thought the ham, you know, and the tube side of it was kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. Even after all that, you should have said, look, they are from my radio. Quit messing with those.
Well, I was grateful because for my birthday in January, she bought a DSP tunable filter for my radio.
Oh, my.
So, you know, that was kind of nice.
And as a wife, who knows the route to your heart?
Oh, sure. We've been going at it for quite a few years now, and so we know how to get along and appease each other's needs.
Well, there you are. Thank you, my friend. I'm glad you enjoyed them.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. It is a good deal. It really, really is a good deal. Art up here in Montana, we love the bad publicity. This is from Bozeman. We need all the help we can get to stop the river runs through it yuppie crowd from migrating here. Landon in Bozeman. Well, yeah, there is that. I love that movie. Remember that movie, The River Runs Through It? Made me want to go to Montana. And I guess it made a lot of other people want to go to Montana, too. Stuck in all the big cities, looking at all that big old big sky country. Beautiful, beautiful country. And so I guess a number of people, based on that movie, went to Montana. This fellow likes the bad publicity. This is just about more publicity than Montana's had since it joined the Union, near as I can calculate. The Unabomber, they think they may have the Unabomber. I, for one, am rather glad. I hope they do. I was always a little concerned. Being on the cutting edge, as we are, of technology, concerned me a little bit. Vidian, teleconferencing, telecommunications, computers. We're right smack into the middle of all of it. It is an incredible tool. Now, technology, despite what the man said yesterday, I had a caller yesterday, later in the show you may not have heard it, and he said as far as he's concerned, all technology is from the devil. And it was only later that we had some calls, and people reminded me that for him to say that, he had to have a telephone and a radio, and was using satellite technology and all kinds of things to even say that on the radio. It is definitely a two-edged sword. I read the Unabomber's manifesto, and he had some good points. He punctuated them in a perfectly awful way, of course, but he had some good points, and I have been thoughtful on the subject of technology while embracing it. Because it allows me to share things with all of you. You know, the web pages and the internet and all the rest of it, it's an incredible resource. And there was a day when somebody on the radio like myself could only hope to build the best word pictures that he could for all of you with regard to whatever subject we talk about. Now, I have the ability to, through a digital photo processing, to send you pictures and to show you and let you digest and think for yourself and see what we're talking about. And so it's a great tool, but it's also of some concern. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, good evening, Art.
Good evening to you, sir.
I'm not only a first time caller, but a first time listener. I wanted to make a couple comments. You mentioned the Prime Directive, Star Trek. A little while ago.
The Prime Directive, yes.
And during college, I had a professor who believed that that was really a message directed at our actions in Vietnam, and that was how that grew.
Well, then it ought to be directed at our actions in Bosnia.
Well, I would not disagree with that at all. I think that we need to take care of our own affairs. That would lead me on to the next thing, which would be...
Would you think the Prime Directive would apply to those areas that were covered by the Monroe Doctrine? In other words, our own hemisphere?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. I heard a report on Pacifica this morning about a nun who's protesting outside the White House. Have you heard about that?
No, what is she protesting?
She was in Guatemala, and she was raped and tortured, or claims to have been raped and tortured by the Guatemalan military.
Yes.
But further claims that there was a U.S. citizen present during her torture who was giving orders to her captives. Certainly isn't the first time I've heard of involvement of U.S. military in Guatemalan death.
Yeah, there is another lady making a similar protest regarding the death of her husband.
Right. I've seen and read about that as well. Regarding the Monroe Doctrine or the Prime Directive, certainly we tend to get into these messy situations that we just don't have any business in. Certainly not as far as death squads are concerned or Bosnia. I don't see what our goal is there. What direction we're heading.
Well, I don't either. Sorry about the death of Ron Brown. They were going to try to do some rebuilding and get some money injected into the area.
Right.
So that's tragic. But we are due to leave, and they say we will be out on time. And it is my firm opinion when we leave Bosnia, the fighting is going to resume.
Mm-hmm. One other foreign policy comment, regarding the beating of the aliens. It strikes me that we have due process here, and the fact that we apply it to individuals who are not necessarily U.S. citizens says something about us as a nation. I mean, we seem to be somewhat schizophrenic in that we're a nation of immigrants or descendants of immigrants, and really the American dream is, bettering our lives. The situation, we obviously need to do something. But, I think that due process is important, and I agree with your statements regarding that.
I'm glad. Thank you very much for the call. A lot of people don't. They're virtually faxing me and saying, boy, did they get what they deserved. Boy, is that going to send a cool message down to Mexico. Come to America, you'll be beaten. Yeah, we definitely need a message, but I don't think that is the one that we wish sent. Now, somebody sent me an interesting fact, and I'm willing to acknowledge they're absolutely right. Dear Art, here's an experiment. Let's load up an old pickup truck with about 21 white guys. Then, let's crash through the Mexican border, race around at 100 miles an hour, refusing to stop for the policia, and see what happens. Bet you'd have a hard time coming up with volunteers. And if that's not fun enough, let's try it in Israel. Yeah, but I guess the whole point is, this is not Mexico, it's not even Israel, it's America. Back we go, west of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Art.
Hi.
I burnt my toast this morning. The quickening is upon us.
You burnt your toast?
Yeah, and the quickening—surely that's a sign that the quickening is upon us. I mean, didn't it
no? That's a sign the quickening is upon you.
But wasn't there like signs there would be famines? I mean, I burnt my toast; I couldn't eat breakfast.
Uh huh. Well, that's a personal quickening, sir, and it probably means you're going to have a lousy day.
Probably, but I just wanted to let your listeners know the quickening is upon us. I burnt my toast.
I got that.
Bye.
Bye. First time caller line. You're on the air. Good morning. I think we missed them. Wild card line, you're on the air. Hello.
Charlie, liberal in California. First of all, the guy who made the point that someone breaking the laws the way these individuals did would be punished a lot worse than in Mexico, well, he's absolutely right in that point. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But I think that's what makes this country great. Is the fact that people are treated better in this country. The fact that we do look at justice in this country.
You know, it really rankles me. I think lately you've been calling me up and agreeing with me just to rankle me, haven't you?
No, I think there's a... I think that you and I tend to disagree more on the... Not really on the social end of it.
All right, look, hold on, Charlie. We got a break. We'll be right back to you.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time.
Is KTRH Houston News Weather Traffic 24/7 on air 7:40 a.m. online KTRH.com and on your phone iHeartRadio.
A Houston area knockout game suspect ordered held with no bond. I'm Shelley Fox. It's 9:30 on News Radio 7:40 KTRH. With traffic and weather together, here's Dave Barry.
And we're looking pretty good on the freeway main lanes right now on I-45, the North Freeway, about 25 minutes between downtown and Woodlands Parkway. And on I-45, the Gulf Freeway, about 20 minutes between downtown and NASA. I'm David Barry in the KTRH Gulf Coast Windows.com 24-hour traffic, 24-hour traffic, 24-hour.
Storm systems in the western Gulf of Mexico moving northeast away from Texas. They're close enough by to give us some cloud cover, but they're far enough away so that most of the rains are well to the east of Texas for the next several days to finish out 2013. Low overnight of 42, high Sunday 67. I'm Scott Laurie Moore from the Weather Channel.
46 degrees at the KTRH Modi Home Theater 24-hour weather center. KTRH News Time 9:31, our top story. A 27-year-old Katie Mann accused of brutally beating an elderly man because he was black has been denied bond. Conrad Barrett was arrested Thursday on federal hate crime charges after allegedly targeting the 79-year-old man in November. Prosecutors say Barrett videotaped the assault after searching for a week looking for for just the right African-American to target and the so-called knockout game. O'Neill Williams is an attorney for that victim and says the elderly man is still afraid to go outside.
My client will be happy that he's going to remain in custody because he remains afraid. And as you heard from the letter that we read in court, he's afraid for his safety. He's afraid to leave his house.
The so-called knockout game involved someone unexpectedly punching a victim, then leaving them unconscious. Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien has emerged as the overwhelming favorite to become the next coach of the Texans. According to Lee sources, the two sides are working to get a deal in place within the next week. The Texans have already interviewed former Bears coach Lovie Smith. News on demand at KTRH.com or next update at 10 o'clock. I'm Shelley Fox on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH.
Some days you're wearing shorts,
sundress, or
jeans and long sleeves.
With reliable KTRH weather updates all day, know what to wear, when.
Because in Houston, you never know.
Put on News Radio 740 KTRH. Now, your Fryer feature. 60 seconds with Sheriff Fryer.
This one caught my eye about our rival cities to the north. Dallas and Fort Worth going to link themselves with bike trails. Published reports say the North Central Texas Council of Governments plans to use 30 miles of existing bike trails in both of those cities, plus Irving, Grand Prairie, and Arlington, and complete it with 34 new additional miles. And here it comes. The cities can start applying for federal grants beginning in February. But that's not really what captured my eye. Rather, it was a council comment that the connected trail could take up to 10 years to complete. A transcontinental railroad of 1,776 miles took 6 years to build while a war was underway between the states.
Shara brings you the stories that matter every weekday starting at 5 on Houston's Morning News with Matt Patrick on News Radio 740 KTRH.
I'm Sheriff Ryer. KTRH is leading the iHeartRadio Show Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. We're looking for Houston businesses like City Couriers and HydroQuip Distribution, Inc. that have successfully hired veterans or are actively seeking to hire vets. Hire smart. Hire vets. Just like HydroQuip Distribution and City Couriers did. Go to KTRH.com. Keywords, Show Your Stripes. And thank you.
You know, Mom always told me not to listen to Coast AM. But thanks to Coast AM, I now don't go out at night.
Coast to Coast AM, late nights on News Radio 740 KTRH.
Open now through midnight, December 31st, to accept your donation.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
Once again, I am here. Hi, everybody. Talking about many things under a full moon. Always a joy. If you'd like to join in, the only number not given there is our new international number. Sporadically working. Help us check it out. The way to get through is your AT&T direct access number to the U.S., when in whatever country you're in, and then simply dial our 800 number. That's 800-893-0903. 800-893-0903. All right, Charles, you're back on.
Yeah, I'm just saying, don't panic your little head just because we've agreed a couple of weeks. Just keep in mind, I think you're an extreme conservative when it comes to economic issues. I consider you to be on social issues to be a moderate conservative, and sometimes moderates and liberals tend to intertwine every once in a while. It doesn't happen a lot, but every once in a while. But you're still an extremist right-winger.
Thank you.
Thank you. I just say that but our principles and our laws are superior, and they should not ever be compromised. Because the thing is, once you start compromising our laws, it's like unraveling a thread. And once you start unraveling that thread, who knows where it's going to stop? And unfortunately, I think a lot of people look at these guys, yeah, they were Mexicans, yeah, they were breaking the law. Yep. But you have to look at it this way, too. These guys in Montana, they're pointing guns at peace officers. They're disrespecting the law. And if you say that if these people should be beaten because they're disrespecting the law, then we should go in there and do what we got to do to these Montana guys because they're doing the same thing. Because, you know, you have to even things out. To me, that's absolutely right. If you're going to say the other one's right, if they're both wrong, then they're both wrong. But let's not start unraveling our laws and saying, well, maybe we should be more like those guys in Mexico.
Look, Charles, I wouldn't be any more in favor of the FBI or anybody else who would catch one of the suspects in Montana and beat the hell out of them.
Exactly. Exactly, and I think we should maintain that thing. Let me say lastly that a lot of people, and I got some bad news for you, some really bad news for some people, for a lot of your listeners, and that is that there is nothing that we can do to stop this immigration problem. As long as there's a better life on this side of the border, unless we go to what Pat Buchanan says, and that's building large walls, putting arming them and letting them shoot people coming over. Unless we go to that extreme, which we won't do because it's unconstitutional, we're always going to have this problem. And
it's not unconstitutional to put a wall there.
It is. Well, I don't know if a wall would actually stop it, but I don't see a wall. Mexican Americans are just too powerful politically. It's not going to happen. There's never going to be a wall there. This problem is never going to go away, and it's only going to get worse. We're beefing up the Border Patrol. That's not going to help.
Well, that's where you are shown to be an extreme liberal.
Well, I'm not saying I'm in favor of it. I'm telling you what I believe is going to happen. What's going to happen is there's a huge dam. We have our finger in the dike, and it's cracking, and there is nothing, and there's not a damn thing that we can do about it. And economically speaking, you look at the fact that Japan's buying up land all over the United States. The world is getting smaller. Barriers are breaking down. There's a lot of bad, there's a lot of bad side to that. There's no question about that. But that is what's happening, and there's nothing that we can do about it.
Oh, yes, there is. Thank you for the call. But we have our finger in the dike. Well, our finger right now looks about like my thumb, my hand, after being ravaged by being turned backwards and a feral cat. My hand probably looks like the metaphorical thumb in the dike, and we can build a wall. We have every right constitutionally to build a wall and to control access to who comes and who goes, and by the way, what they bring with them. And it's my understanding you work for the Customs Department. I would think you'd be in favor of that. I wonder what you do at work, working for Customs, Charles. When you open a bag and you see several sacks of cocaine, do you just say, well, there's nothing we can do, zip it back up, hand it to him, let him go on? Is that what you do? There's nothing we can do? It's a pretty defeatist attitude for somebody in customs.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-4930. 1-800-663-4930. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-663-4930. 1-800-663-4930.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-218-3527.
1-800-218-3527. That's 1-800-218-3527. 1-800-218-3527.
Oh, we take you back to the past on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Art? This is Mr. Nomad calling from Houston.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's the guy at your book signing wearing the chef's hat. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. All the way from Houston, too.
Yeah, well, I put quite a few miles on my car over the past few months.
I'm sure you did.
A couple quick points for you, then a quickening note.
All right.
One on the guy that called about the Freeman saying we should go in and gas him. I think it's pretty naive to think that they don't have a bunch of gas masks already anyway.
That's a good bet.
Yeah, I think, as prepared as these guys claim they are, and I'm sure they are, I'm sure they've probably got some masks.
Look, I don't want to see a war start on either side. There has been no fatality yet, and everybody needs to keep that in mind.
Yeah, well, I definitely think they're handling this different than they would have... because of what happened at Waco.
They are. And short of one fatigue-clad loony up in Michigan, the rest of the militias are staying away and urging everybody else to stay away. And even the militias are saying this is not Waco, this is not Ruby Ridge, it's not the same, and let's not go in.
Yeah, I'm glad they're taking that stance and kind of figure that out.
Well, I hope that we helped out a little bit by talking to Montana for several days.
Yeah, it just certainly enlightened me and most of your listeners, except a few anyway. And a final thing, quickening note for you.
Yes, sir.
Sign of the quickening approaching is that both me and you are finding ourselves agreeing with Charlie a couple times. That's pretty scary.
That is the quickening, indeed. Thank you very much for the call. Yeah, it gives me the heebie-jeebies. It's been several days in a row now. Charlie's called and I've agreed with him. That's the quickening, all right. Art, why doesn't the United States emulate the border policy of Mexico implemented at their southern border? Shoot to kill. The number of persons attempting to cross that border has drastically decreased. Yes, I know. But we don't do that. We are not Mexico. We are not a banana republic. We are America. And we don't shoot to kill unless deadly force is threatened to be used against us. And I don't really want to change that. And we don't have to change that to stop the flow of illegal immigration. Don't listen to what Charlie said. We can build a wall. That's one thing Buchanan had absolutely right. We have every right to do that. And Charlie knows damn well we've had the means to monitor electronically every little rat scurrying around, and I'm not referring to illegal aliens now, but rats, something the size of a rat, can be electronically detected. Believe me. Trust me. We've got the electronic means to control our border now. All we need is the will to do it. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello. Turn your radio off, please.
Oh, yes, certainly.
That's good.
I didn't know it was going to be on so quick.
Nobody ever does. I don't screen calls.
I hope I'm not going to be nervous. I forget things when I'm nervous.
Okay. Have you forgotten?
I hope I haven't.
Well, you had a reason when you called.
Huh?
You had a reason
yes,
when you
I
called.
Yes, I did. Right? I wanted to talk about invasion of a 26-unit apartment building consisting of mostly illegal aliens.
The invasion of it.
What's that other word?
I don't know.
When the police come in and barge in.
Raid?
Raid.
So the police invaded an apartment building.
No, raided an apartment building with the Medi-Cal people.
Yes, and what did they find?
And they saved the taxpayers $1 million. Of the 300 adults, 200 were Cambodians and Hispanics, and they were working and getting welfare. They had illegal documents, and they had open warrants, and and the place was a squalor, so they took 12 of the children away temporarily.
Yeah, look, there's no question about it. California is on the edge of financial disaster. Financial disaster. As a result of the flood of illegal aliens. And it is not confined to California. It's all the border states. It's about, what, a 2,000-mile border? I'm telling you, why is this so hard for people to understand or grasp? If you want to approach this situation, then approach it in the manner that I have been suggesting, and that is secure the border. Which part of that do people not understand? Secure the border. You want to urge a congressperson or a senator to do something? Urge them to do their job. It is a federalized area. The border is a federal area. If you commit a crime in that border area, caught with something, you have committed a federal crime. It has nothing to do with the adjacent states, like of California. Let me repeat again, is a federal area. And we have every right to demand the federal government take action and do its job. And if it did, then police officers in Riverside County or in El Paso or anywhere else wouldn't have to be chasing pickup trucks loaded with illegal aliens willing to do about any damn thing at all to stay in this country. That's the root of the problem, and it's the place where the problem can be cured, and everybody seems to be ignoring that in the rush of the controversy over what happened. West of the Rockies, you're on the air.
All right.
Missed that, I guess. East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Bell. This is a socialist from Kansas City.
I can barely hear you.
This is a socialist from Kansas City.
I got that, yes.
I thought I'd never disagree with Charlie on anything.
Oh, you disagree with him?
Yeah, we can stop that immigration.
And
we don't need to build a fence. That's silly.
Oh, and how would you do it?
Well, the nanny or the yuppies that hire their cheap nannies, the ranchers that hire the illegal aliens, the small business manufacturer that hires the illegal aliens, let's put them in jail. Try them and put them in jail. It would soon dry up. The jobs dry up. The people won't come.
Well, we need certain jobs filled by illegal aliens, and the economy must have it. And in fact,
why is that?
In fact, those are a lot of the jobs that Americans will not repeat, will not take.
Because they pay 50 cents an hour.
No.
Let's arrest these people, put them in jail if they aren't going to pay minimum wage. In fact, we ought to give our people health care. Everybody ought to have health care if they're willing to work for a living.
Well,
you know, as long as you, and these people are all getting rich out there, these small businessmen and these ranchers, they're all getting rich. They're using this illegal. Let's put them in jail. It'd dry up the immigration problem.
Think so,
but
eh?
They don't want to. See, people are making money off these illegal aliens coming in here.
Well,
you know, the taxpayer might be taking it.
You know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, a lot of our crops, no doubt, a lot of what you eat, and go and pay reasonable prices for. Those crops are picked by illegal aliens, a job Americans wouldn't do. And I bet you munch down on a bunch of that stuff yourself.
You're saying I don't pay enough for food?
I have no idea what you pay for food, but whatever it is you're paying, I'm saying you're paying for food that has been picked in most cases by illegal aliens. How about that?
Right. Let's put this landowner, this fruit grower, this vegetable grower that's using this and it's building a big ranch house, I might add, and gobbling, he's making plenty of money. Let's put him in jail. This would dry up. You know it would. Another thing, you got me going last week. You're calling yourself an environmentalist. You know, environmental protection is common sense. You know it is, and it makes sense. We've got to do something to save this earth. And here you come along calling yourself an environmentalist. You know, that is just disgusting.
It is.
It is.
Because I care about the environment. That's disgusting, huh?
The Republicans have a contract on America that you support, and they call for dismantling these environmental laws. See, you say, well, I'm an environment.
No, they call for a reasonable approach to environmental laws. Thank you very much for the call, and see you later. On my international line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Where are you?
I'm from the Philippines.
From the Philippines. Where in the Philippines?
Yes.
Okay. Where in the Philippines are you?
In Manila.
In Manila.
You're at Bell?
Yes.
At Bell. Because my brother-in-law named Ben Smith listened to the radio in Arizona. You know, have you talked before?
I'm not. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we have talked with him before. Yes.
Yes. Have you talked to him before? The name is Ben Smith of Arizona.
Yes.
So that's why he wants me to talk. He wants me to talk to you over the phone.
Well, now you are now talking to me.
Yes, because I know your telephone number. So what is that? It is the same radio.
You are on the radio now all over America.
I see. So it is a.
So what would tell me something? What would you like to say to the American people?
Normally American people is I love him very much. It's because it is a very disciplinarian. So if you have a appointment to anywhere to anybody, he wants to see you on due time, not on a late time. That's mayor. That I love here. That I love American people.
You like you do like American people.
Yes, I do like American people, not just like here in the Philippines. So,
Now let me ask you about something. There are many military bases there in the Philippines that are now that are now gone because the Filipino people no longer wanted them. They wanted them gone. How do you feel about that?
Hello, Art Bell.
Yes,
Art Bell.
Yes.
Wait for a moment, for a moment, huh? Okay.
Okay, I think we're holding for something here. I can't figure out what.
Hello, Art Bell.
Yes.
What is your question?
My question is about the American military bases that are now gone because the Filipino people did not want them anymore.
I have nothing to do that because some Filipino want to have a freedom to, So I have no comment about that. So because that's the government, rule. Hello.
Yes, hello. We're still here.
That's the government rule. So we can follow the government because I'm under the government of the Filipino. So that's why.
All right. Well, listen, my friend. Thank you very much for your call all the way from the Philippines. And
some question.
Yes.
How do you do? What do you want to the Filipino people?
What do I want?
Yes.
No, I do not understand your question. I'm sorry.
What is your comment to the Filipino people? I think so.
Well, what is my comment for the Filipino people?
Yes.
I would like to come again and visit. I spent a lot of time at Clark Air Base there in the Philippines, and my wife, my wife is half Filipino.
Your wife is a half Filipino.
Yes.
Where is he from?
I'm not exactly sure what city. I know that her family speaks Ilikalani. Is that correct?
When are you planning to visit again here in the Philippines?
When will I be there again? I can't say for sure. Listen, I must go because we've got news coming up, but thank you very, very much for the call, and have a good morning from America. I think that's right. Ilikalani, is that correct? My wife's always talking to me about that, and I can never remember the name Ilikalani. I think that's right. Or is that Hawaiian? I don't know. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Oh, Mr. Bell.
Yes.
How you doing over there?
I'm doing okay.
Say, man, yeah, hey. Man, there's just so much I want to talk about, but I'm going to limit myself here.
You have to, because we've got news coming up, so.
Oh, well, man. You can hold on through the break there?
Well, I'll tell you what. You hold on. We'll be back.
The trip back in time continues with Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM. More Somewhere in Time coming up.
This is Shara Fryer from the KTRH Newsroom. Stay up on breaking Houston news, weather, and more as soon as it happens. Like KTRH on Facebook, keeping you in the know on air and online.
I'm Brian McDonald. Thanks for listening online and on iHeartRadio. Check out my sports blog, The Hit and Run, on KTRH.com. Every day I'll have new and fresh takes on the world of sports, from the Astros, Rockets, and Texans to college sports, golf, and boxing. I will cover it all. It's your one-stop spot for sports opinion, highlights, and tweets that'll inform you and make you laugh. Put it in your favorites bar and check it out every day. It's The Hit and Run on KTRH.com.
Doing whatever the hell I want.
Let's see. I like...
Careful, Bill.
I like my wife, I guess.
What do you mean, you guess, Bill?
There are a lot of things to like in this world, but liking us on Facebook gets you breaking news alerts, traffic and weather alerts, even contests only our Facebook fans are in on. And they love that. So, like us when you get the chance. Just click on the Facebook icon at KTRH.com.
Hi, it's Rachel. We're going to help you stay connected with what's happening on the web. Go to KTRH.com, keyword connected.
Get connected.
It's photo galleries, breaking viral videos, new technology, and the funny side of politics.
Get connected
at KTRH.com. Call it.
There's a sofa chair and a mattress in the middle of the loose 16.
When you see it, the KTRH tip line, 281-214-0440.
I want to let them know.
Let us help you get the word out. 281-214-0440. Solutions. We make them.
You will be able to keep your doctor.
Some of us don't keep them. We'll be sure to keep our promise to keep you informed 24/7.
Thank you for keeping us up to date.
News Radio 740, KTRH.
Most industries like energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and technology. Register now at lonestar.edu/careers.
This is KTRH, Houston. News, weather, traffic, 24/7. On air, 740 a.m. Online, KTRH.com. And on your phone, iHeartRadio.
The search for a pregnant mother of four has gone on all day in North Harris County. I'm Shelley Fox. It's 10 o'clock on News Radio 740 KTRH with traffic and weather together. How's it going out there, Christina Cruz?
A stall has cleared out of the way on the Gulf Freeway outbound at the South Sam Houston Tollway, and you're looking good. It's 20 minutes from downtown out to NASA Parkway on the Gulf Freyway. 25-minute drive on the Katy Freeway from downtown out to the Grand Parkway. And there's a stall now, I-10, the Baytown East Freeway. This is inbound at Mercury. Traffic not backed up at all, though. And if you're traveling outbound on I-10 out to the San Jacinto River, it's a 20-minute ride. With traffic from iHeartRadio and 24/7 News Houston, I'm Christina Cruz.
Have a couple areas of low pressure. We're watching out in the Gulf of Mexico, bringing heavy rains to the southeastern U.S., but all that stays well east of us. A few passing clouds overnight, low of 42, and partly cloudy day Sunday with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel.
It's 49 on the island, cloudy, and 51 degrees at the KTRH Modi Home Theater 24-hour weather center. KTRH News Time, 10:01 on to our top story. Texas Equisearch is looking for 26-year-old Melissa Renee Souders. She's been missing since Thursday. They're looking for a white 1995 Honda Accord with a black driver's side front door with Texas license plate CL3H494. Melissa was last seen at a McDonald's on 1960 near I-45 around 11 a.m. Thursday. Lead searcher with Texas Equisearch, Frank Black, describes today's efforts.
Detectives with the Harris County Sheriff's Department asked us to change our search patterns and come over into an area near on I-45 near 1960 and begin a search over there. It's a pretty heavily wooded area with a fairly deep creek in it with a lot of holes, and we searched it with sonar boat, ATVs, and foot searchers.
Black says tomorrow's search efforts will be just as intensive as today's.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll be starting up again. And likely what we'll be doing is, we got to meet early in the morning, but we're likely going to start spreading out in all different directions that we need to look and start eliminating places that we know she's not.
Anyone with information about her disappearance or location of her vehicle is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 713-222-TIPS. That's 8477. A 27-year-old Katie man accused of brutally beating an elderly man because he was black has been denied bond. Conrad Barrett was arrested Thursday on federal hate crime charges after allegedly targeting the 79-year-old man in November. Prosecutors say Barrett videotaped the assault after searching for a week, looking for just the right African-American to target in the so-called knockout game. O'Neill Williams is an attorney for that victim and says the elderly man is still afraid to go outside.
My client will be happy that he's going to remain in custody because he remains afraid. And as you heard from the letter that we read in court, he's afraid for his safety. He's afraid to leave his house.
George Parnum is Barrett's attorney and says Barrett is mentally ill and was off his meds at the time of the attack, but that's no excuse.
It's certainly not an excuse for what occurred, and we make no excuses for what occurred.
The so-called knockout game involves someone unexpectedly punching a victim, then leaving them unconscious. Changing course, Pasadena ISD is turned upside down after 36-year-old Memorial High School teacher Paul Tate was caught having an improper relationship with a 16-year-old girl. The pair were spotted at a restaurant last week, and court records say the two had been seeing each other since October. The assistant principal spotted them at a McDonald's and warned Tate to stay away from her. Police later found text messages on both of their phones saying they were in love with each other and that they had had sex.
They get talked to about that by the principal, and, you know, they're trusted, and kind of lose that trust whenever, you know, they go that far.
That from our TV partner Local 2. Tate has been placed on administrative leave and has been charged with indecency with a child and improper relationship with a student. Harris County constables and local prosecutors remind you that no refusal is in effect through the New Year holiday to put a stop to drunk drivers.
By having a prosecutor and a nurse and judges on call to sign blood warrants if someone chooses to refuse to provide that sample.
Matt says Harris County has one of the highest drunk driving death rates in the entire country. News on demand at KTRH.com. Our next update at 10:30. Breaking information as it happens. More now of Coast to Coast. I'm Shelley Fox on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Radio 740 KTRH.
It was March.
Assad regime, chemical weapons.
2013.
Buenas tardes.
We have a pope.
March Madness.
The loss of President Chavez.
A financial emergency exists in the city of Detroit.
These cuts are not smart.
If you can, Dennis, I don't want to do war. He said that to me.
What happens in 2014 will happen here.
The White House tours will be canceled until further notice.
News Radio 740.
There are unhappy results of sequester.
KTRH. Fall in Houston.
Cooler weather after all that long summer.
Relief from the heat.
It's not consistent this time of year.
It's one big blob of weather.
Aggravation with your wardrobe.
Constantly you're having a bad hair day.
Some days you're wearing shorts.
A sundress. Or
jeans and long sleeves.
With reliable KTRH weather updates at the top and bottom of the hour. Know what to wear, when.
It's important to know the weather this time of year.
Put on News Radio 740.
Because in Houston, you never know.
KTRH.
take you back to the past on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
Hi, everybody. Good morning. I'm Art Bell. And one thing I'm going to have to struggle to do is to understand English thrown at me with a big accent. But that's the way it is, and I'll continue to try to do my best. That was interesting. Call from the Philippines. Our international line is available by calling your USA direct access number in whatever country you're in, then 800-893-0903. 800-893-0903.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swab's Teeth Whitening System. If your New Year's resolution is to look great and make people's heads turn, start by getting rid of those yellow, stained teeth. Look, whitening toothpaste just don't make those ugly stains go away. The solution to a movie star white smile is the 5-Minute Power Swab's Whitening System. Now, what makes Power Swab's better is that it works on natural teeth as well as veneers, caps, and crowns. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth. And in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and you can try the 5-Minute Whitening System risk-free. 1-800-942-1273. That's 1-800-942-1273. I guarantee your friends and family will love your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-942-1273. That's 1-800-942-1273.
By February, will the dollars in your savings and retirement accounts turn into worthless pieces of paper? Will the next debt ceiling increase push us to the brink of default? Find out now by requesting a free copy of Chris Martinson's Crash Course DVD. See why King World News has reported the debt crisis is already here. There's no solution. Gold will hit $2,500 an ounce and silver could double. Don't get blindsided by another crisis in our bubble economy. Get prepared now. Call Lear Capital at 1-800-957-4653 for your free DVD. And precious metals decision guide. See how you can get up to $600 worth of silver Arctic Fox coins free with a qualifying purchase. Don't wait. Respected analyst Gerald Salente says the crisis will hit this year. And if you don't have your money in your pocket, it's not yours. Call 1-800-957-4653 for your free DVD and precious metals decision guide and get up to $600 worth of silver Arctic Fox coins free. That's 800-957-4653. 1-800-957-4653.
The new version of the Coast to Coast AM app is here, now available for Android as well as iPhone. For Coast Insiders, it offers the ability to download the most recent shows so you can listen to them at your leisure. The new app also has listen live and streaming features, plus recaps, contacts, and upcoming show info. Coast Insiders with Android System 4.0 and above, or iPhone. Check out our new app at the Google Play or iTunes stores, or link from the Coast website.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
Thank you for holding. You're back on the air. Hello?
Mr. Art.
Yes.
Hey, how's it going?
We covered that already. Just fine. Go ahead, sir.
Good deal. Hey, first things first, you know, like I mentioned to you, I got lots to talk about and lots I want to say, but I'm going to limit myself pretty much, I guess, with the alien thing. But first thing I want to ask you, that's an awesome guitar lick that just came on right now. Can you tell me who is that?
Classical Gas by Mason Williams.
Classical Gas.
By Mason Williams. Yep.
Awesome. Yeah, I was almost thinking it was Fleetwood Mac or Jethro Tull, man.
No.
But, anyway, this is Jay. I'm calling from El Paso, Texas.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Now, you did have something you wanted to talk about, right?
Exactly.
Go ahead.
The aliens. And it's not the ones that got the beatings in California. These are the extraterrestrial type.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, they're just as likely to be beaten if they show up.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure, you know. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have some mixed feelings about these aliens. You know, I'm pretty sure.
Guy who called me last night, I know he'd beat them.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, you know, if some of these aliens were to come around and abduct me and try to stick needles in me, or to do anything to harm me. I'm the kind of guy, I would put up a fight.
I had an abductee on Dreamland last weekend, and she was joyful about it, to put it mildly. And I said, well, that's probably because nothing bad happened. No needles, huh? And she said, no, I got a needle in the eye.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right. Nobody's coming at me with a needle. They're going to get a knuckle sandwich.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, I think I listened to a little piece of that show. Wasn't that that lady that she's at one with hubcaps and telephone poles and all kinds of different inanimate objects or something like that?
Huh?
She's at one with the universe.
Oh, yes, yes.
She's at one with wood and...
Oh, that's right, yes.
And metal and hubcaps and who knows what other objects, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, she's kind of weird. But anyway, it's kind of pretty much relating to that, and the quickening, which I really believe in, and I want our audience out there to keep their minds open. You know, I don't know if this is going to shock them. They pretty much might think this already, but I really believe in this quickening, and I think when it's going to reach a climax, things are going to get really pretty bad, right? Worldwide. And I seriously think that at that time, there's going to be massive, like right now we're being bombarded with UFO crop circles, the shows, cartoons, animations, newscasts, whatever. But I'm pretty sure it's going to get to a point when things worldwide get so bad, we're going to be pretty much like you had a caller, I guess a few callers back, he said we're kind of being prepped. I kind of believe that in a sense to where when it gets to a point when we're in the brink of destruction, we're going to be introduced to some aliens from another world.
That would be the eve of destruction, sir. Barry somebody or another, wasn't it? I thought that would be good bumper music. Good apocalyptic genre bumper music. Now, dear Art, if you had a dream about dying in an air crash, and you remembered some details, like the flight number, destination, and so forth, then sometime later you were to take a flight, and those details were the same, would you take the flight? Not only no, but hell no. Would it matter if you had the dream once or many times? No. No, it wouldn't. If I had a dream about an airplane crash, and in the dream I had dreamed the flight number, and I was going to the airport for whatever reason, and there was that flight number, would I get on the airplane? Are you out of your mind? Of course not. Would I cast off the dream as just a coincidence? No. Entirely too much coincidence for me. They interviewed one of the CEOs yesterday who was due to get on the airplane with Ron Brown. Only he didn't. At the last minute, he canceled. And his comments were, I think, as most people would comment at that, in that situation. He said, for some reason, God has decided to spare me. And I need to reflect on what that reason is and act accordingly. That was a message for me. And he said, I need to decipher that message and figure out what it means. And I guess I would feel the same way. But again, with respect to your question, if I had a dream about a certain flight number, saw it going down, would I get on? Not only no, but hell no. There's always another flight, folks. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, how you doing, Art?
Okay.
I want to commend you. You got to have a good sense of humor for the show you're doing and some of the characters you get on there. Now, listen, I've heard a lot of comments made about... the alien beatings here the other day.
Yes.
And I'm a former police officer from Texas.
Yes, sir.
And I live in Tennessee now. Now, people have said that the officers are trained to do better and to know better, and you made the comment the officers are human.
Yes.
And which is all, all true and well as far as the training goes, but... two of the biggest fears a police officer has to face anytime that he's working is a traffic stop or a domestic dispute.
That's right.
And those are two times that you don't know what to expect. And adrenaline does get going, and sometimes, you get a little
carried away.
Imagination carried away, you know, as far as what to expect. Now, I don't agree totally with what the officers did. However, that can be expected from quite a few police officers with the job that they got is very stressful and very thankless on top of that.
I know.
And a comment I'd like to make about this border deal, you know, it can be stopped by putting up a wall. There's no doubt about that.
I know, there is.
And there
somebody,
is also,
I got a fax while we're on the subject. Before you leave that, somebody faxed me here. Let me get to it. Yeah, here it is. Quoting you, secure our borders, federal effort should be used, and why not? Then, when confronted with a remedy of drying up jobs for illegals by jail or fines on employers, you stupidly and hypocritically explain how illegal immigration labor is needed in our economy. No, it is not hypocritical. And yes, we can have both, a wall and people who come and do those kinds of jobs. There is not a hypocrisy here. We can let those people in. It's just that we have every right to know who they are, where they're going, where they're going to be working, and what they're going to be doing. I'm not saying don't let them in. I'm just saying know who's coming and going.
No, that's for sure. Is if you know, if it's not controlled, you don't know what you're going to get. And you you know, as I said, being a peace officer in the state of Texas, there are quite a few crimes that are committed by illegal aliens that come in. That's not saying that all illegal aliens are bad. I know that the people down there in Mexico are pretty well suppressed as far as economically speaking, as being able to make a living to support their families. The biggest majority of them that come up here, when they do come up, they pool their money together and send it back home.
That's right.
You know, to give their families. I can understand that, you know, giving their families a better living. But I do think that it should be controlled to the extent that where we know where they're at and what's going on.
Precisely.
And that they're not being taken advantage of while they're here also.
Precisely. I appreciate your call, sir. That's right. I see no hypocrisy at all in this position. In other words, we can allow people in and should allow people in and do have labor in this country that is fulfilled by people from Mexico and elsewhere. There's nothing wrong with that. But we also have a right to know who's coming and who's going and why they're here and where they are when they're here. There's nothing wrong with that, and there is no hypocrisy between those positions, at least not as far as I can see. And there are certainly laws on the books, though they may not be enforced, with regard to employers. Rather stiff laws, I might add, since the insane whatever it was, you remember when we took everybody and said everybody who's here now is suddenly a citizen. Remember that? But everybody after this will not be able to be employed and so forth and so on. Well, that didn't work out too well, did it? East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Good morning, Mr. Bell. It's a pleasure to finally get through and speak to you. This is Chris in Nashville.
Hi, Chris.
I just wanted to say it's a pleasure to listen to your show. I never would have found out anything about Mr. Hoagland's Enterprise mission if it hadn't been for your show. I have been to an internet cafe since I don't own a computer, and it's cost me a fortune just looking at your webpage. It is huge.
It is big now, isn't it?
Yeah. Matter of fact, I ran out of money and had to leave before I even got to the Zahn photographs.
What is an internet cafe?
Well, it's a coffee shop that has several computers tied right into the internet.
Wow.
And you know, you can just, and they've got Netscape and a web browser, and you boom right up on it, and you pay like $4 an hour. And I sat there for about 6 hours one day. Just reading stuff in your web page alone.
I know there's a lot in there. It's I think one of the best web pages on the web, period.
It is gorgeous. I really enjoyed it, and I really enjoy your show. And even though sometimes Dreamland gets a little bit strange, like this past Sunday night.
Hey, it's designed to do that.
I really appreciate being able to listen to you, and you're a voice of reason, as opposed to a lot of the talk shows we have here on WWTN here in Nashville, which I pick you up on.
Oh, I see.
Some of these guys are just, you know, shoot them all, take names later. Kind of thing.
And, well, there's all kinds of radio out there, isn't there? And that's what makes the world go round.
Well, I just want to say thank you and let you know that you are well appreciated here in Nashville.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day, sir.
WWTN. It's a monster, 100,000 watts in Nashville. covers several states, as a matter of fact. Now, that's what makes the world go round. This particular brand of radio is a little different, tailored to a night audience. And night audiences are a little different, or even a lot different, than the daytime people. It's one of the things they wrote about in the... there was a long article in the Detroit News the other day, and they covered us as well. And that was the angle they took, or part of the angle they took. You know, Voices in the Night, I believe it was called, in Detroit. And I was one of those described. And it really is true. Nighttime is different. Now, I've been doing this so long that I wouldn't know how to do anything else. And I doubt that it would play during the day. It might. I don't know. I don't have any urge to even find out. Kind of like it just the way it is. People have a little more time to think at night about subjects that are a little more esoteric. They can let go a little more, and, you know, they're not as distracted by what goes on during the day, the constant drumbeat of phone calls and fax machines going off and all the rest of it. On my international line, you are on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is Bob from Belize.
Oh, who is it from Belize?
Bob.
Well, hi, Bob. How are you, and what in the world are you doing in Belize?
I'm staying warm.
Well, tell everybody, where is Belize? Not everybody knows. That's all right.
Belize is...
Listen to me. Stop. We have a slight delay because of the great distance involved, so we just got to kind of work with that and say something and then pause. So, where is Belize?
Okay, Belize is south of the Yucatan and south of Mexico, and west and south of Belize is Guatemala. And Belize is about 50 miles wide and about 180 miles long, and they speak English down here.
Well, very good. How in the world did you come upon the ability to hear us and give us a call?
Well, I've been listening to your program for a while because I've been coming down here since 1990, and I've been listening to you on a Sony Walkman and laying back in a hammock.
You hear us on a Sony Walkman. I'll bet you probably hear us out of WOAI in San Antonio.
Yeah, 1200 out of San Antonio, and when they fade out, I can pick you up on 740, I believe, out of Houston.
Oh, that would be right, yes. Well, we're sure glad to have you. How is life in Belize, and other than staying warm, what do you do down there?
Well, I'm snowbirding, and life is nice and slow and relaxed and very peaceful, really. The bad winter up north has also been down here, so the tourist season hasn't been too good down here. But, hey, I don't mind it being on a tropical paradise island paying $8 a night rent.
$8 a night rent. So it is fairly reasonable for an American to live down there.
Yes, pensioners can survive down here pretty nicely.
Have you been, do you hear a great deal of U.S. news? Have you been hearing the reports of, for example, the beating that went on of the Mexican illegal immigrants in California?
Yeah, well, I've heard of them, and I've also heard about what's going on up in Montana, too.
Yes, that's right. It must seem a world away to you, and I'm sure you're glad you're where you are.
Yeah. I mean, the people down here, they're so peaceful. The only thing I've ever seen anybody shoot at one another, at least on this island, is empty beer bottles. Oh, and coconuts.
And coconuts, huh? All right, my friend. Well, listen, you feel free to call anytime and chime in as you would.
Okay, well, you're getting in pretty good down here in Belize, and it's nice to hear you on a telephone receiver. I don't have to keep wiggling you around to keep picking you up. Keep good at work.
Thank you very much, and good day to you. Take care. That's a Belize, and you can go consult your local map and find out where that is. Well, there you go. All right, looks like we're cooking here. If you're in a foreign country, Belize or the Philippines or wherever you are, all you do is dial your AT&T USA direct access number, then 800-893-0903. That's your AT&T USA direct access number, then 800-893-0903. We have the first true toll-free international line ever installed in America. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
All right, Bowman from Como Country delivering my news. How are you?
I'm just fine. What happened to you? Oh, he dropped off. He was on cellular, and that is an occasional difficulty, unfortunately, with cellular phones. They just dump you like a bad dream. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello there.
Hey.
Hey. Turn your radio off.
It's off.
Good. You're on.
Say, how much was he spending a day in Belize?
He said he was staying there for $8 a day.
I'm living in Lincoln, Nebraska for under $3.
For under $3?
Sure.
$3 a day. Let's see. That'd be about $90 a month. Where in the world do you find a place for $90 a month?
Finding a place to live ain't nothing. It's all the extras, you know.
You mean like plumbing and electricity and telephones and...
No, I got all that, but, if you want to go to the bar, that's extra.
I see.
If you want to stay home, it don't cost nothing.
So you just stay in your 3x3 room and look at the walls.
Well, I live on the prairie. I can look at everything I want to look at.
Oh, you live out on the prairie?
Lake in Nebraska.
I see.
About as close to prairie you can get.
But do you actually live on the prairie, or do you have
you
a little...
Bet. You bet. You bet. Well, we're right out here on it.
I see. All right. Well, no wonder it's $3 a day then. That must just be the little spot of prairie that somebody rents you.
The trip back in time continues with Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM. More Somewhere in Time coming up.
Is KTRH Houston breaking news as it happens? Traffic and weather 24/7 on air, 7:40 a.m. online, KTRH.com, and on your phone, iHeartRadio.
Hey, Katie, man has been ordered to be held with no bond for a vicious crime. I'm Shelley Fox. It's 10:30 on News Radio 7:40 KTRH. With traffic and weather together, here's Christina Cruz.
The stall has cleared out of the way on the Gulf Freeway outbound at the South Sam Houston Tollway, and you're looking good. It's 20 minutes from downtown out to NASA Parkway on the Gulf Freywayth25-minute drive on the Katy Freeway from downtown out to the Grand Parkway, and there's a stall now, I-10, the Baytown East Freeway. This is inbound at Mercury. Traffic not backed up at all, though, and if you're traveling outbound on I-10 out to the San Jacinto River, it's a 20-minute ride. With traffic from iHeartRadio and 24/7 News Houston, I'm Christina Cruz.
A couple of storm systems in the western Gulf of Mexico are close enough by to keep some cloudiness in our forecast, but far enough away so that I think most of us stay dry. Partly cloudy, 42 overnight. Partly cloudy Sunday, 67. And Monday, more clouds than sun with highs in the lower 50s. I'm Scott Laurie Moore from the Weather Channel.
46 degrees at the KTRH Modia Home Theater 24-hour weather center. KTRH News Time, 10:31, our top story. A 27-year-old Katie Mann accused of brutally beating an elderly man because he was black has been denied bond. Conrad Barrett was arrested Thursday on federal hate crime charges after allegedly targeting the 79-year-old man in November. Prosecutors say Barrett videotaped the assault after searching for a week, looking for just the right African-American to target in the so-called knockout game. O'Neill Williams is an attorney for that victim and says the man is still afraid to go outside.
My client will be happy that he's going to remain in custody because he remains afraid. As you heard from the letter that we read in court, he's afraid for his safety. He's afraid to leave his house.
Involves someone unexpectedly punching a victim, then leaving them unconscious. And Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien has emerged as the overwhelming favorite to become the next coach of the Texans. According to leaked sources, two sides are working to get a deal in place within the week. News on demand at KTRH.com. Our next update at 11 o'clock. I'm Shelley Fox on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station. News Radio, 740 KTRH.
It's good for the president to be out playing golf.
Thanks, JW. Looks like I got a pass.
Mr. President, Putin on line three.
Tell him I have a pass.
Don't pass up.
Got it?
The Michael Berry Show.
Monday morning at 8 and afternoon at 5.
On 740 KTRH.
This is Michael Berry. I'm live at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. The conversation continues whether I'm on the air or not. Sound off 24-7 on the KTRH Facebook page. Just click the like icon on the top of KTRH.com.
Radio presents the nominees for the 71st Annual Golden Globe Awards. For Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy, nominations went to American Hustle, Her, Inside Llewyn Davis, Nebraska, and The Wolf of Wall Street. The nods for Best Motion Picture Drama were 12 Years a Slave, Captain Phillips, Gravity, Philomena, and Rush. Nominated for Best Actor in a Drama were Chiwetel Ejiofor for 12 Years a Slave, Idris Elba for Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom, Tom Hanks as Captain Phillips, Matthew McConaughey in Dallas Buyers Club, and Robert Redford for All Is Lost. The Best Actress in a Drama nominees were Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock in Gravity, Judi Dench as Philomena, Emma Thompson for Saving Mr. Banks, and Kate Winslet in Labor Day. On the comedy and musical side, the Best Actress nods went to Amy Adams in American Hustle, Julie Delpy for Before Midnight, Greta Gerwig as Frances Ha, Julia Louis-Dreyfus in Enough Said, and Meryl Streep for August Osage County. Best Actor nominations for comedy or musical went to Christian Bale in American Hustle, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Wolf of Wall Street, Oscar Isaac for Inside Llewyn Davis, and Joaquin Phoenix in Her. The awards will be presented Sunday, January 12th at 8, 7 Central on NBC. Keep listening to iHeartRadio for the latest entertainment news. And good luck, everyone.
Scott Crutter from the KTRH Newsroom. Follow KTRH News on Twitter and get instant Houston news updates, weather, and more. So next time you're logged in at KTRH.com, click on the Twitter T and get the stories that matter.
Trade and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually 924. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Call 855-856-2424. That's 855-856-2424.
Premier Networks presents Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3rd, 1996.
When I'll give out the international line one more time here. I told you WOAI goes screaming south. 1200, I was down Mazatlan, is about the strongest American signal you could hear. And so Belize, huh? Where the only thing people shoot at is beer cans. And people call talk shows listening to Sony Walkmans laying in a hammock. Hard to take, huh? From Motel 8. Dear Art, since the Philippines is still controlled by the government, people are still afraid to say anything bad about it. Yeah, I know that it is true, and I probably shouldn't have pressed that, man. I'm married to a Filipino also, but she was born and raised in the Philippines, had to work hard to pass the citizenship tests. I think all people that graduate from high school and college should have to pass the same kind of test in order to get their diploma. Even now that she is a citizen of the U.S. of A., she'll say nothing bad about the Philippine government because of her fear of harm coming to family members still in the Philippines. And that is from Honolulu, Paul in Honolulu. Thank you, Paul. I'm sure that's absolutely true, and I was sort of pushing him a little bit to get an attitude on about the base closures there. And so I'm not surprised that he didn't want to that he didn't want to comment. Not surprised at all. At any rate, we do have the international line open. And wherever it is that you are in this wide world, throughout South America, Asia, Europe, whatever, there is a way to reach us now, toll-free. It will not cost you anything from your hammock or wherever. You simply get the AT&T USA direct access number for your country or the operator, one of the two, and get the AT&T operator and have her dial 800-893-0903. That's 800-893-0903. And, you know, that's worth a little bit of thought, that we contend with so much here, so much violence, so much dissension, and yet you hear from a little country like Belize where the only thing shot is an occasional beer can. Why do you think that would be? Why do you think that Americans and America, civilized, industrial, with technology that frankly is ahead of just about all of the rest of the world, and we have so much violence? I'm sure the Unabomber would have something to say about that. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Arbel. I was just wondering, okay, I'm in a band, and I want to do, like, our band wanted to write a song about you, because we have your book.
Oh.
The Art of Talk.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I'm really nervous, but... And also, I wanted to... what else was I going to tell you?
I don't know. What kind of song are you going to write?
Whatever kind of song you want. Whatever. If you want it in blues, jazz, if you want it in kind of music you listen to, country, western, rock and roll, any kind.
Well, is it going to be instrumental or will it be a vocal?
Both. It could be either.
Either or both, huh?
Either or both.
Well, let me give it some thought.
Okay.
All right?
How should I just call you back?
Well, you can call me back and just give me a little time to think about it.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thank you.
Thank you and your band. Write a song about me. The name Bell ought to lend itself to all kinds of poetic license if you're with lyrics. But then again, you see, I don't play a lot of songs. Some songs with lyrics, occasionally, if I'm really stuck on it. But usually it's instrumentals. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, Art?
Yes, that's me.
Let me turn my radio down.
Off, actually. Off. All the way off, yes.
Hi, this is Charles calling from Omaha at KFAB.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to talk a little bit about something I read in Details magazine. I don't know if you're aware of that magazine or not.
Details?
Yeah, it's a men's magazine. It was a quote that I found kind of shocking, and it has to do with race relations. It was from John Pike, who's the head of CBS Late Night Programming.
Yes.
And he was referring to a group called The State. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're... they do sketches like Saturday Night Live, and they were offered to do a promo for CBS, and if that got a certain rating, then they would go full network.
I see.
And it's an all-white group, and they he recommended to them, apparently, it's an article about the group in Details, and in the article, you recommended to them that they get a black member for ratings, and they asked him why, and he said, well, it's important to the late night demographic because there's three reasons why black people is important to late night demographic. The first would be that that black people have nowhere to go in the morning, so they can stay up late watching something like this. The second would be that that CBS is it's free.
Why isn't that just as true of white people?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Where have they got to go at 2 or 3 in the morning? I mean, why restrict such a statement to black people or brown people or white people? We're all the same late at night.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But
why do you think talk radio does so well? They're all out there bored to death.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked by the statement actually.
Yeah. Well, there is a big thank you. There's a big controversy going on now in Hollywood about why there are not more Academy Awards given to black actors and actresses and producers. And Jesse Jackson, you'll recall, conducted a protest. He really, he kind of picked the wrong time, obviously, with so many blacks involved in this last presentation. If not getting the award, certainly involved. Didn't come off too well. Kind of fizzled. Like the Free Man Rally, where hundreds were going to show up. And eight people showed up. In fact, it was hard to see the eight people for all the reporters. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes, that's me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Turn your radio off, please.
It is off.
Good.
I must be getting you at a different time.
No, you're not.
No. Okay. My name is Scott from Boulder.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to tell you about something that my wife and I are making.
Okay.
We're not doing this under the government, but we are at present putting together a spacecraft.
You're making a spacecraft?
Yeah. We have a small version of it that does work. Of course, you can't fit in it yet.
Well, okay. Well, now slow up. Let's back up a little bit.
Okay.
The small version that you have now made.
Yes.
Like a model?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What can it do?
It can move about the room hovering.
Hovering?
Yes.
In defiance of gravity, or are you using a system of propulsion?
In defiance of gravity.
In defiance of gravity?
Yes.
Cool.
It does not take gasoline, either. Any sort of...
I wouldn't think it would. I mean, I don't think you defy a gravity, at least sustainably, with gasoline and piston engine.
True.
So... I take it you're not willing to disclose the precise method.
I can give some guidelines.
All right.
It is magnetically proposed. It moves through magnets.
Okay.
Basically, the outer wall of it is comprised of magnets.
Yes.
As well as the central object that creates the propulsion. Now, what happens is a change in pressure causes it to move.
Oh, this is excellent.
Magnetic pressure.
How large is the model?
It is 4 inches circular, and it changes shape when it moves.
And it changes. It's a shapeshifter, huh?
Yes.
Are you going to build a large model of this?
We do not have the funds right now. The problem...
I need to put you in touch with Madman Markham.
I heard about him for the first time tonight on your show.
Oh, you did?
I know nothing about him, essentially.
We are going to do another interview with Madman Markham, and it sounds like you should be in on it. Now, are you at all concerned about the effects, should you make a large craft, the biological effects of all this electromagnetic activity?
That's my problem right now.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm currently working on. And... another problem, for that matter, is that I don't have really a scientific background.
Well, if you were to get the larger model working, would you take a flight in it, or would you and your wife both take a flight in it?
That's something we can't even really discuss at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, I'm looking at 20 or 30 years down the road.
Or do you think you'd send a monkey or something, some animal first?
Yeah, possibly a hamster.
A hamster?
Small.
Could you make a large enough model to fly a hamster, do you think?
Not within the year, but I'm thinking maybe 5-6 years for something that large.
You actually have a craft that can hover in air?
Yes.
For sustainable periods?
Oh, yeah.
God, that's really cool.
And I can operate it by remote control.
You can?
Yes.
Would you be willing... do you have a videotape recorder?
Yes, I do.
You do. A camera?
Yes.
Would you be willing to make a videotape of this and send it to me?
Yeah.
And you don't have to show me the inner workings. Just show me this device hovering in air.
Absolutely.
You really would do that?
I will.
You swear this is true?
Yes.
On the bodies of all the gray-skinned, large-eyed aliens?
Well, I don't believe in that, actually.
Uh-huh.
But what I have is very believable.
Hmm.
And I thought with all your coverage of the Richard Hoagland stuff.
Oh no! Listen, I'm really fascinated. Is an intense magnetic field created?
Fairly, yes.
Fairly intense. How did you stumble into this?
I'm an artist.
Uh huh.
And it's kind of odd how it came to me. I was working on a painting that really had no significance to this. But after, I guess in hindsight, it really did. It's basically about push and pull.
Yes.
And I was just thinking about the idea, and I've been going nuts with all of the Hoagland material that you've been
right
so graciously giving us.
Right.
And I just started to think about the crafts, and I'd seen some video on TV where the... I'm sure you've seen it too, round balls move at incredible speeds and they're gone.
Absolutely, yes.
And essentially that's how I came up with the idea.
Well, this is fascinating. All right. Do you have my address?
Yes, I do, actually.
Would you make a videotape and send it to me?
Sure.
Include, if you would, any contact information you're willing to give me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll follow it up.
Okay.
All right?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. There's a man who claims he has created an anti-gravity craft at scale, a scale model. Wow. Cool. I have a feeling that people are doing these things. That's really excellent. I've had a feeling that there are people out there privately experimenting, and you just never really know what you might run into. Isn't it odd that I happened to talk to Madman earlier? Madman was working on a interdimensional or time machine. He's not sure which. And he almost fried himself alive. I talked to his parole officer. It's a whole big story. You really ought to call and order the Madman interview and hear it. It was a remarkable interview. And during the interview, his parole officer called in. You see, he stole these transformers, borrowed these transformers, actually stole, and had to do a little time for that. But he was prepared to move from the scale model, which he had developed of this machine, to a full working model, which he was going to walk through. So I was glad to hear from him earlier tonight. Anyway, we'll be right back.
News Radio 740 KTRH.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-218-3527. 1-800-218-3527. That's 1-800-218-3527. 1-800-218-3527.
Two of the most common New Year's resolutions, get your life organized and start a business. You can quickly do both at LegalZoom.com. Getting your life organized starts with a last will and testament or living trust from LegalZoom. You'll protect your assets, protect your family, and most importantly, get peace of mind. Starting a business? LegalZoom can help you launch your dreams and save you a ton of time and money. In fact, LegalZoom has helped start over a million businesses. And LegalZoom gets the job done right. 9 out of 10 customers would recommend the service to their friends and family. Why? Because they get personalized, very affordable protection. Maybe that's why they earned an A+ by the Better Business Bureau. LegalZoom's step-by-step process was created by a team of experts in law and technology. LegalZoom is not a law firm. It can't connect you with a third-party attorney and provide you with self-help services. For special savings, enter Brilliant in the referral box at checkout. Please don't let another month go by before you take care of these things for your family and business. From wills to business formation, trademark applications, powers of attorney, and even bankruptcy help, go to LegalZoom.com.
Looking for the truth? You'll find it on Coast to Coast AM.
Nobody wants terrorism, obviously. But I don't know who to believe anymore. Because, you know, if something happens, you would think, oh my gosh, this is real terrorism. But then on the other hand, you say, this is just their way of saying we need to implement more of these controls. Not everything is a conspiracy. The problem is you have to look at everything as if it's a conspiracy. Because nowadays, you just don't know.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hello there.
I was listening to, I guess it may have been Nightline a while ago, and they were talking about this this man that, well, they call him the Unabomber, I guess.
That's right.
And he said, I think it was a quote, I'm not sure if it was on ABC, maybe it was CNN. Anyway, they quoted him as saying that he was, you know, kind of sorry about having to kill all those people.
Yes.
He thought it was, you know, kind of unfortunate and everything, but he said it was the only way that he could gain access to the media.
Which he ultimately did.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Is that the only way that a person, I mean, was he right about that? Is that really the only way that a person can who has something to say can get his message out to do something outrageously ridiculous like that? Or if you were, if there are other madmen listening out there right now, could you give them advice on how to communicate with the public and not have to kill a bunch of people in the process?
Well, you're presently on 258 radio stations, right? Right this minute, all across the country and throughout the world on the internet. How many people did you kill to get on?
That's a very good point. Of course, he would probably say, well, it's not like being in the New York Times or the Washington Post and not like having it all to yourself where you can, you know, say anything you want to say without being challenged and so forth.
That's true. That's true. It's not quite the same, but there are...
I do think it's a lot better than going around and murdering a bunch of people you don't even know.
I would agree with that.
Mm. So, how much does it cost to listen, you know, to this on the internet?
Just the internet charge. Whatever your online charge is. That's
I see. And if you have a, like, right now, I guess you have a computer.
I have several.
Your computer doesn't have the real audio or something.
No, I have real audio on my computer.
Oh, you do have? Oh, good for you. What if a person didn't have? If a person just had a computer, but he didn't have that on there?
Well, the real audio program is available for free on the internet.
I see. So do you have to have a special kind of modem or something in order to use all that? Or?
Well, just a regular old modem will do the trick. Now, it should be capable of speeds for real audio purposes of at least 14.4.
I see.
Okay.
So that probably means a lot to people who have computers. I don't happen to have a computer.
Oh, I see.
But I'm sure, you know, people that do have computers, they probably know whether they have one that fast or not.
Yes, they do. I'm
and
sure
how,
they do.
And how does that compare, let's say, with pictures, you know, transmitting pictures? Is it about the same speed for pictures, or does it have to be a lot faster?
Well, interestingly, the new product we have developed called Vidian, transmits pictures and audio also at that same speed, 14.4, over regular telephone lines, which is an amazing, astounding technology. And so people can actually call me up, and I've got a camera pointed at me, and they can see me sitting here doing my show. Just dial up and see me sitting here.
That's really something.
Watch me moving around.
Okay, thanks a lot. I hope if there are any madmen that they'll call in on this show instead of doing what the last one did.
Many madmen call me, sir.
I noticed that.
They're all welcome here.
Well, this one's going to hang up the phone.
All right, thank you very much. This is talk radio in its purest form. Absolutely its purest form. I think that's what I love about it. You're liable to hear absolutely anything here, as has been proven tonight. And we are breaking even more barriers now with our new international line. As the word begins to get out about the world, it will take time. But obviously, word is beginning to get out one way and the other. You will find the international line listed on my web page. If you would like to call us internationally, you may do so. Simply dial the AT&T USA direct access number for your country, and then 800-893-0903. It's a free call. It is the first fully toll-free 800 international line ever established in the United States, and for that matter, in the world. And it's right here, 800-893-0903. Pretty cool, huh? We try to stay right up on the cutting edge, and I think we achieve it. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
When our good Houston weather, it turns really bad.
Flash flood watch through Harris County.
Turn on Houston's official severe weather station.
Keep it right here. We'll keep you informed.
News Radio 740 KTRH. Timeout for technology. Here's Michael Garfield, the high-tech Texan.
It's the season, and if you're still looking for stocking stuff or something underneath the tree, man, I recommend wireless speakers. To me, wireless speakers are probably the hottest gift around this season because we've been seeing a lot of commercials, and the prices have been coming down. Sure, we've got the smaller ones like the Jawbone or a small one by Beats by Dre, but take a look at the larger ones, the whole home speakers. You don't need wires. Bose makes a great set. Also, a new company called Chorus, K-O-R-U-S. It uses something better than Bluetooth. It's called SKA, 65 feet of range, which means you can put these wireless speakers inside or outside. They run $300 to $400, but come on, get the tunes out of your headphones and throw them out around the house. Happy holidays. For more technological facts and your questions, tune into my High Tech Texan Show every Saturday morning at 11 on KPRC AM 950.
KTRH for what's happening in your world.
An 18-wheeler that caught fire on the Southwest Freeway.
The buzz for what's happening in rock. After you get in the know where your music's going at 94.5 FM.
KTRH Newsroom. Helping you stay ahead of the day is what we do best. Get the KTRH Insider Newsletter, an in-depth look at stories and guests important to you before it goes to air. Go to KTRH.com, keyword insider.
Some people love him.
You are my absolute favorite.
Some people hate him.
To me, you're totally insane.
But either way, we're stuck with him. Michael Berry.
Monday morning at 8 and afternoon at 5.
On 740 KTRH. Don't say we didn't warn you.
Earning power and improved workforce productivity. Learn more at LoneStar.edu/invest.
This is KTRH, Houston, news, weather, traffic, 24-7, on air,
7:40 a.m.,
online,
KTRH.com,
and on your phone, iHeartRadio.
A nationwide manhunt underway for a Gulf Coast cop killer. I'm Shelley Fox at 11 o'clock on News Radio 740 KTRH. With traffic and weather together, how's it going out there, Darby Douglas?
Only one trouble spot to look for out there, and that's weekend roadwork on the South Sam Houston Tollway. It's going to be eastbound between Alameda and Highway 288. They have the freeway completely shut down, so you're forced off onto the frontage road there. Expected to be a little slow in the area. It's only going to cost you a few minutes. Westbound's not affected. You're running just 15 minutes from Highway 288 over to 59. 59 coming up from Richmond Rosenberg. Looking good. Just 30 minutes. FM 762 to downtown. Highway 288 from Angleton. Just 20 minutes. Highway 6 on into downtown. I'm Darby Douglas in the KTRH GulfCoastWindows.com.
A couple of storm systems in the western Gulf of Mexico are close enough by to keep some cloudiness in our forecast, but far enough away so that I think most of us stay dry. Partly cloudy 42 overnight, partly cloudy Sunday 67, and Monday more clouds than sun with highs in the lower 50s. I'm Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel.
It's 49 on the island, cloudy and 51 degrees at the KTRH Modia Home Theater 24-hour weather center. KTRH News Time 11:01 on to our top story. Multiple law enforcement agencies are conducting a nationwide manhunt for a man suspected of trying to rob two banks and shooting two police officers, one fatally, all within the same day. Authorities have not been able to identify the suspect, who was wearing a ski mask, but Tupelo, Mississippi Police Chief Bart Aguirre says it may be possible to ID the man based on his car, visible at both crime scenes.
The vehicle that we believe that the suspect fled the scene in is a Chrysler 200 and could possibly be a 2012-2013 model.
Both shooting victims are members of the Tupelo Police Department, Officer Joseph Mayer, 27, and Sergeant Kevin Gelstoffer, who died from his wounds, was 38. The FBI, local banks, and businesses are offering a combined reward of $200,000 for information leading to the identification and arrest of the man responsible. Changing course, Texas Equisearch is looking for a 26-year-old mother, Melissa Renee Souders, went missing on Thursday. They are looking for a white 1995 Honda Accord with black driver's side front doors with a Texas license plate CL3H494. Melissa was last seen at a McDonald's on 1960 near I-45 about 11 a.m. on Thursday. Lead searcher with Texas Equisearch, Frank Black, describes today's efforts.
Detectives with the Harris County Sheriff's Department asked us to change our search patterns and come over into an area near on I-45 near 1960 and begin a search over there. It's a pretty heavily wooded area with a fairly deep creek in it with a lot of holes, and we searched it with sonar, boat, ATVs, and foot searchers.
Black says tomorrow's search efforts will be just as intensive as today's.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we'll be starting up again. And likely what we'll be doing is we're going to meet early in the morning, but we're likely going to start spreading out in all different directions that we need to look and start eliminating places that we know she's not.
Anyone with information about her disappearance or location is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 713-222-TIPS. That's 8477. Pasadena ISD is turned upside down after 36-year-old Memorial High School teacher Paul Tate was caught having an improper relationship with a 16-year-old girl. The pair were spotted at a restaurant last week, and court records say the two had been seeing each other since October. The assistant principal spotted them at a McDonald's and warned Tate to stay away from her. Police later found text messages on both of their phones saying that they were in love and that they had had sex.
They get talked to about that by the principal, and, you know, they're trusted and kind of lose that trust whenever, you know, they go that far.
That from our TV partner Local 2, Tate has been placed on administrative leave and has been charged with indecency with a child and improper relationship with a student. Changing course, Harris County constables and local prosecutors remind you that no refusal weekend is in effect, and it will be in effect through New Year holiday to put a stop to drunk drivers.
By having a prosecutor and a nurse and judges on call to sign blood warrants if someone chooses to refuse to provide that sample.
Matt says Harris County has one of the highest drunk driving death rates in the entire country. In sports, Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien has emerged as the overwhelming favorite to become the next coach of the Texans. According to league sources, the two sides are working to get a deal in place within the next week. The Texans have already interviewed former Bears coach Lovie Smith. News on demand at KTRH.com or next update at 11:30. I'm Shelley Fox on Houston's News Weather and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH.
And now, a look back at This Week in History.
Hi, I'm Chris, and this week in 336, the first recorded celebration of Christmas on the date of December 25th took place in Rome. During the Revolutionary War, General Washington crossed the Delaware and surprised the Hessians in Trenton, New Jersey, this week in 1776. The War of 1812 ended with the signing of the Treaty of Ghent in Belgium, this week in 1814. The poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, a.k.a. 'Twas the Night Before Christmas, was first published in the Troy Sentinel of New York this week in 1823. December 27th, 1831, Darwin began his fateful voyage aboard the HMS Beagle. This week in 1888, artist Vincent van Gogh cut off the lower part of his left ear with a razor. December 28th, 1895, the Lumiere brothers gave the first commercial movie show at the Grand Café in Paris. 1904, Peter Pan had its stage premiere in London. In 1919, the Boston Red Sox traded Babe Ruth to the New York Yankees, beginning the so-called Curse of the Bambino. I'm Chris, and that's This Week in History.
ATRH.com.
To Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
Good morning, everybody, and I want to remind you, if you're out of the country, now that line rings quite occasionally. I can't always get to it. Obviously, we're trying to do this in some sort of rotation, so if I'm in the middle of a call, I can't get to it. So I miss some that way, I know. But if you're out of the country, we have a toll-free international line. So no matter where you're hearing us, how you're hearing us, you simply call your AT&T USA direct access number. And if you don't know it, you can get it from the operator, the AT&T operator. Or she can connect you. Or I guess it could be a he. You get that access number or the operator, and then call 800-893-0903. And it will be toll-free from anywhere in the world. 800-893-0903. This is kind of an interesting fact I've got here. I think I'm going to read it to you. Dear Art, I've been sitting here working while listening to you via Real Audio, my usual modus operandi, when suddenly I remembered that I had intended to check your website on the off chance that you might have posted an upload of that wonderful list of country and western song titles. What a gem! What a disappointment not to find it. Can you do so? Will you do so? Alternatively, what about putting it on your friend's BBS? Well, I don't even know if I have it anymore. I live with a blizzard of paperwork here, folks. And if I don't kind of use it and dispose of it, I get buried. So I may not even have it anymore. You have a wonderful talent, super program. Enjoy whatever direction you elect to take the show. Interestingly, we've got a lot in common. Though I've been a president and CEO of an electronic warfare company for the past 10 years here in the Bay Area, I spent my youth as a Marine Corps helicopter a pilot in Vietnam before going back to school. Doctoral research at Stanford as a National Science Foundation graduate fellow. My brother was also a non-Marine, and our father a lifer. So we rugrats are well acquainted with Cherry Point, El Toro, et al. Did you know the Marines at Naha, Okinawa, really have a great website? No, I didn't. By the way, my sister-in-law is Filipino also, resulting in two beautiful nieces. This really gets interesting now. Stay with me. I'm 50 years old, birthday in 4 days. So when I say I've had a truly lifelong fascination with and have studied in depth the unusual, particularly ancient technologies, you'll appreciate the extent. A friend who did his degrees in physics at Caltech and I have been analyzing crop circle patterns for several years. Fran shares similar views about the probable relationships among these phenomena. And I'm going to skip some of this. Down at the bottom, by way of closing, he says, I'll mention that my company designed the LS2 sensor. Sandia Labs did the LS1, but we think it's a piece of crap by comparison, which was launched into space as part of a classified payload by the USAF Space Command about a year ago. That part is public domain information. If you have contacts, you may want to nose around regarding anomalous events detected in near-Earth orbit by these devices during the past year. Ooh. I will not give his name. Now that is an intriguing line. Let me read that again. By way of closing, I'll mention my company designed the LS2 sensor. Sandy Labs did the LS-1, but we think it's a piece of crap by comparison, which was launched into space as part of a classified payload by USAF Space Command about a year ago. That part is public domain information. If you have contacts, I do, you may want to nose about regarding anomalous events detected in near-Earth orbit by devices like this during the past year. Now, what do you suppose he might mean? Anomalous occurrences in near-Earth orbit. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello, Art. This is Joe, and I'm in Conroe, Texas.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, I listen to you on KTRH, and unfortunately, they don't carry this hour of the show.
That is true.
So I have no idea what you might be doing now or what you might be talking about, but I wanted to call and say some positive things. So many people seem to be just so negative about what's happening in our country now and everything, and I still say it's the greatest place in the world to live.
It is.
And I think it's a great time to be alive.
That, too. I agree with you.
I don't know if the quickening is what, you know, I don't know if that's really happening or not. If it is, I'm just really excited to be a part of it. And if it's not, well, I guess that's okay, too, because I'm pretty happy with what I'm doing. And
well, I think it is, and it's like any continuing dramatic story. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes, but I think I know.
Yeah, well, I don't know, and maybe you do. And that leads me to another subject. I've been wanting to call you for 3 days now, and actually I've been trying when I had the chance.
Right.
I was listening the other day when the fellow called and accused you of being one of the Antichrist.
Yes.
And I wasn't aware that there were going to be more than one of them.
Well,
at any rate, however many of them there are, I don't think you're it. And
I might be, though. I mean, yeah. I who knows? Any of us might be. And would we even know it?
Well, according to what I understand about the Antichrist, he's not going to be a really nice guy. But he's supposed to be pretty tricky, too. So, I don't know. Maybe one of us is. but if we were, I think whichever one of us was it would know. But the other thing I wanted to say to you is that...
Maybe so, but we wouldn't say it.
Probably not.
Yeah.
On the subject of Christianity and being a bad Christian or a good Christian and all of that...
I'm a bad, bad, bad Christian.
Well, I'm not so sure. That may be true, but I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing. There's a lot of talk in the Bible about the fact that Christianity and religion and churches especially are for sinners, and then that's the place where you can go, and the Bible's the thing that you can read to try to get help.
Well, that's the place for me then.
And I'm hearing a lot of static here. Are you getting it?
No.
Okay, great.
No.
I think that you're probably not a bad Christian. I think that you're probably just an intelligent man who knows enough to know that you don't have all of the answers, and you keep an open mind about whatever information there might be.
Well, I hope that's true. Either that or I'm somewhere between a bad Christian and the Antichrist.
Well, I don't think that's a bad Christian.
That's the Antichrist. Very kind of you.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-218-3527. 1-800-218-3527. That's 1-800-218-3527. 1-800-218-3527.
Have you ever looked at the stains in your coffee cup and then realized that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Hey everybody, it's Stephen Baldwin here, and if you're like me and you like to drink coffee and things like tea or even soda, it causes dark, ugly stains on your teeth. So that's why I use Power Swabs, the 5-minute solution to whiter teeth without having to visit the dentist. In 5 minutes, your teeth can be an average of 2 shades whiter and 6 shades in 7 days. That's 5 minutes a day, clinically proven. Power Swabs whitens teeth without that annoying sensitivity feeling, and it works on natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Call now to try risk-free. Dial 1-800-663-4930. 1-800-663-4930. Power Swabs is your 5-minute solution to white, healthy teeth. Call right now and try it risk-free. 1-800-663-4930. 1-800-663-4930.
Where in Time with Art Bell continues, courtesy of Premier Networks.
Wildcard line, you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning.
This is Mike from Encinitas.
Yes, Mike.
First of all, I want to say your international line is very entertaining. I think it's excellent, man.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really neat, and like the people that are coming through are like it's something else.
Maybe I'm going to jab everybody, and I'm going to call it One World Radio.
You know, you deserve it. I'll tell you that. Definitely.
I don't deserve what would happen if I did that. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, you know, first off, I just caught some of the comments you were saying about like people that are up this time of day and the kind of job you're doing at this time of day. I'm a musician. I'm the same kind of way. It's like, I understand it completely. I could not do this job, as a musician. I sell guitars during the day. Mm-hmm. It's the only job I could find myself doing. I couldn't dig ditches all day because I'd probably just fall into it and that'd be it, you know. But beyond all that, I just wanted to register one little thing about the two cops down here that did what they did and all that.
Yes.
They did go way too far. A lot of people are really uptight about down here about all that. And I think that, you know, like you were saying before at some point, let's wait until the whole thing weighs in and see what the whole thing's about before anybody goes pointing fingers at those, you know, the two policemen. And it's a very, very touchy subject here. I don't know. It's like, but everyone's like taken to an extreme now. It's like,
well, it's a lot of things, but I don't think it's racial.
No,
you know,
I really don't.
Inevitably, the Hispanic groups are going to jump on this like flies on.
They are.
Yeah,
they have.
And I know, and they shouldn't, because there was a gigantic violation of the law.
Sure, there was. I'm really torn because those guys, they were causing complete danger to a lot of people on the highway.
Yes.
It presses the point as far as it goes. Like, and the cops, they're just human guys, man. And like, you know, when you get into that situation where it went on, we find out how long it did go on.
Right.
And what exactly did happen, I think everybody should kind of like hang on a little bit before they start registering these like...
All we saw was the very end of it, thank you. All we saw was the very end. I don't know how much footage was actually captured of the chase itself. I suspect some, because that chopper was up there, so if they've got some of the chase, they ought to start showing some of that, you know what? That's one thing. Another is, the Hispanic groups ought to back the hell off. This is not a race issue. Those people were not beaten because they were Hispanic. They were beaten because cops were out of line, maybe. But I'll tell you something. They beat Rodney King, and I'll bet you if I took them on a chase like that, banged into a bunch of cars, maybe threw some stuff at the cop car, when they got me, they'd probably beat me, too. So I don't think this is a race thing. And I don't think they ought to make it into one, which obviously they're going to try to do, I'm sure. Everything these days is a race thing. I tire of it. I really, really, really tire of it. Don't you? I mean, there was a gross violation of the law here. Maybe there was a violation of their civil rights, and they didn't have to be beaten that way. But whatever else it was, I don't see this as a race thing. But, like the O.J. Simpson trial, I guess if we have no other out, and we need one, we'll make it into a race thing. Wild Card Line, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
I got the Real Talk turned off.
Okay.
I just wanted to say, on that ad, you could have... Oh, Art, this is Conor Beck and Kennewick.
Yes.
And I can get 5 hours.
Well, you can get more, I know. It depends on what kind of cassette you use.
Yeah, 90 minutes, the one that came with it.
How do you get 5 hours?
Well, I cut out the news and the ads.
Well, that would work.
But, you know, you have to be there to punch the buttons all the time.
Right.
And I wanted to ask when that lunar eclipse was going to be.
Gee, I should know that. Somebody told me it's coming up soon, but it will not be seen that well here in the West. It's not going to be complete here in the West, only in the East.
Okay, I remember somebody called in a week or two back and was talking about seeing the comet, and there's going to be a lunar eclipse on April 4th. At 12:07.
That might be right, but once again, sir, it's not going to be a full eclipse here in the West, so I'm not sure the effect will be the same.
Okay. Oh, can I mention that Drop Kick Me Jesus through the goalpost of life?
Yeah, that was one of them, all right.
That was by Chris Christopherson.
There really was such a song, huh?
Oh, it was excellent.
Drop Kick Me Jesus through the goalpost of life.
Yeah. Anybody in Nashville will like that one.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
See you later. You know who my favorite country singer is? Crystal Gayle. I went to see Crystal Gayle at Caesars. Boy, she has got hair. I'm a fan of long hair. Crystal Gayle has definite hair. So, you know, I should be careful what I say because there is really quite a bit of country music that I like. Probably my taste runs more toward country pop, you know. But there really is some country music. But Drop Kick Me Through the Goalposts of Life? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Well, good morning, Art.
Good morning, sir.
I just had a comment on that beating.
Yes.
Those officers.
Yes.
I think if that would have been a child molester out there, it would have been a welcome beating.
It would depend, sir, on the circumstances. It would depend on the circumstances. In other words, if somebody gave up and the officer did not take them into custody but just dispensed justice on the spot, there might have been a lot of people who would have said hooray, but it still would have been wrong.
Oh, that's true. And another thing, I'm a government employee, and I'm calling on a 1-800 number, not like a Charlie the liberal.
Yes.
Who charges the government to call.
Yes. Well, maybe he figures what he has to say deserves to be paid for by the taxpayers.
His whining and sniveling? Oh, that's the most irritating thing I can think of.
Except for the fact that you pay for part of it.
Well.
I mean, every time you hear him sniveling and whining and doing his thing, think about your tax dollars paying for that.
I'm going to be sick.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, actually, Charles' calls of late have been worrisome. We've been in agreement. This has to come to an end or I'm going to begin to worry. However, I do not... I really do not condone. You know, even the sheriff of the police department down there has now come out this morning and said it was obviously excessive violence. And I believe it was. Excessive force, actually. First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, this is James from Great Falls. Listen to you on the missile.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just got your show since this couple days and... this is the most weirdest thing I've ever heard.
Well, stick around. It gets even weirder. Now, as the moon is full, it does tend to be pretty strange.
I want to comment on two things, but mainly is I've just watched CNN, and they were talking about the Unabomber.
Yes.
And they reported New York Times have an FBI spokesman saying that they found bomb materials in the place. So now they formally charged him.
Oh, no kidding. Well, then maybe they've got their man, and I, for one, am glad.
Well, I'm hope so. There's been discrepancies that I've heard, but this is the latest one I've just heard about it.
Well, one of the discrepancies they were concerned with was he was in the Salt Lake City area, but not at the exact times that he should have been there. So they're working on all that, I guess. But if they have, you're sure about that, they have charged him now.
Oh, yeah, I've watched it on both CNN stations just simultaneously. I've been changing back and forth. Being in Montana, I've been kind of tuned in because I lived in Sacramento when the guy from the lumber company got...
What do you think about all the publicity your state is getting now?
Well, again, you know, I've heard a lot of people on other stations, and you got it. Montana people are the actual ones. Well, his relatives turned him in, but as far as the freemen is, it was the people of Montana that turned these guys in, and they don't like the publicity, and they don't like the meth cases. They want to have a nice, peaceful place in Montana.
I don't blame them. I understand the latest from the freemen is they will turn themselves in. They say, as long as a grand jury created by their own court system will be the ones to judge them.
Yeah. Well. As long as they keep talking, I wanted to...
I don't think the FBI is going to be going for that.
No, I don't think so either, but I'd rather have them talk than somebody running in there like a madman trying to get these people because of all the kids in there.
Yes.
Can I comment real quick on the Southern California thing?
Sure.
Okay, the thing is about... I heard on the Factor earlier tonight, and it got me upset because they said that they got what they deserve. Well, now all of them... as reported on the TV, are now up to 6 months allowed to stay in this country till this thing is resolved.
Well, that's because they are material witnesses in a crime.
Oh, absolutely. But see, now their means have been met. As far as now, they have been they're allowed to have work cards and everything, and so going back to that factor, they did get what they wanted.
Well, the facts didn't say they got what they wanted, sir. It said they got what they deserved.
Well,
and they were referring to the two people who got beaten, and that's absolutely asinine, in my opinion. They did not get what they deserved. What they deserve is what a court would hand them for very serious felonies that were committed. That's what they deserve. And they deserve, as the rest of us, a fair trial. And they even deserve to be rendered innocent until proven guilty. They do enjoy those privileges, as do we, under the Constitution. Did you know that? We'll be back.
This is Premier Networks. That was Art Bell hosting Coast to Coast AM on this Somewhere in Time.
Is KTRH Houston breaking news as it happens? Traffic and weather 24/7 on air,
7:40 a.m.
online,
KTRH.com,
and on your phone, iHeartRadio.
The search is on for a missing Houston area mom. I'm Shelley Fox. It's 11:30 on News Radio 7:40 KTRH. With traffic and weather together, here's Darby Douglas.
Pretty quiet ride out there. Only one spot of road work, and it's weekend road work on the South Sam Houston Tollway eastbound between Alameda and Highway 288. They have it shut down, so you're forced off onto the frontage road. That will cost you a few minutes, but all in all, still looking pretty good. Traveling I-10 to Katy Freeway, no problems there. You're just 25 minutes, Grand Parkway to downtown and vice versa. 290 heading out to Fairfield from the 610 loop all the way out to the Grand Parkway shouldn't be more than about 25 minutes. Everything else looks pretty good as well. I'm Darby Douglas in the KTRH GulfCoastWindows.com 24-hour traffic center.
Have a couple areas of low pressure we're watching out in the Gulf of Mexico, bringing heavy rains to the southeastern U.S., but all that stays well east of us. A few passing clouds overnight, low of 42, and partly cloudy day Sunday with a high of 67. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, and more at the Weather Channel.
46 degrees at the KTRH Modia Home Theater 24-hour weather center. KTRH News Time 11:31, our top story. Texas EquiSearch looking for 26-year-old Melissa Renee Souders, missing since Thursday. They're looking for a white 1995 Honda Accord with a black driver's side front door, Texas license plate CL3H494. Melissa was last seen at a McDonald's on 1960 near I-45 about 11 a.m. Thursday. Anyone with information about her disappearance or her location or the location of her car is asked to contact Crime Stoppers at 713-222-TIPS. In sports, Penn State head coach Bill O'Brien has emerged as the favorite to become the next coach of the Texans. According to leaked sources, the two sides are working to get a deal in place within the week. News on demand at KTRH.com. Our next update at 12 o'clock. Breaking information as it happens. More of Coast to Coast. I'm Shelley Fox on Houston's News, Weather, and Traffic Station, News Radio 740 KTRH.
Without his wisdom, there would be no Pearl.
Well, I wish I weren't as smart as I am, because I'd be happy.
He is the most outspoken man in the world.
Rush Limbaugh, back Monday at 11 on News Radio 740 KTRH.
Stay thirsty for truth, my friends.
Now, the Michael Berry Minute.
Why do we continue to do stupid things just because we've done them in the past? When I have had management jobs, one of my only rules was, don't ever tell me that the reason we do something is because we've always done it that way. That's the worst reason for doing anything. And if you ever catch yourself at your company saying, when an employee asks you, hey, why do we do it this way? Because that's the way we've always done it. That's the dumbest answer ever. If it's the right thing to do, you should be able to justify it. You should be able to justify it 365 days a year. And if it's a 5, 10, or 30-year policy, it can still be justified today because it's a good reason to do it. But the fact that you've always done it is a ridiculous reason for doing it.
Get more Michael. Michael Berry. Live at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. Weekdays on News Radio 740 KTRH. It was October.
They found a glitch, so they fixed it.
2013.
Remember the president's words.
You'll be able to keep your health care plan.
And that's not true.
Lie to the American people. The website isn't working as well as it should.
I apologize.
Man up and fire.
Welcome to the health insurance marketplace.
What happens in 2014?
The NSA. Snooping scandal.
Happens here.
I signed legislation to reopen our government.
The Red Sox!
News Radio 740. KTRH. Your commute driving you to sing.
In this traffic, I'm not going far.
Updates to keep you cruising through rush hour.
Beep, 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 yeah!
On News Radio 740, KTRH.
585-6-2424.
High gas prices draining your budget? You'll find an updated list of where you can fill up for less at KTRH.com.
In the year 45, ain't gonna need your teeth, won't need your eyes. You won't find a thing to chew. Nobody's gonna look at you. In the year 55, 55, your arms are hanging limp at your sides. Your legs got nothing to do. Some machine doing that for you. In the year 65, 65, ain't gonna need no husband, won't need no wife. You pick your son, pick your daughter too. From the bottom of a long black tube, whoa, whoa. In the year 75, 10, if God's a coming, he ought to make it by then. Maybe he'll look around himself and say, guess it's time for the judgment day. In the year 85, 10, God is going to shake his mighty head. He'll either say, I'm pleased.
Now, we take you back to the past on Art Bell Somewhere in Time.
Anybody remember this one? For those who sent it to me, thank you. Hi, Art. I'm a longtime listener. Originally from the L.A. area, now living in beautiful Gig Harbor, Washington. Had to write a quick note, tell you how totally cool I thought Vidian was. The picture quality was unbelievable. I also just downloaded the Real Audio software. I got a real kick out of it. The only complaint is these two software programs Only complaint is I've got to boot Windows to use them, and he wants to be able to use them on OS 2 Warp or something or another. Well, I guess you can't have it all. If by some chance you actually see and read these facts, please say hi to Hayden, Aaron, Marilyn, and Greg at Super Value Grocery. That's Super Value Grocery, as I'm sure they're at work right now and listening to you. Signed, Daryl. So, hello, you guys at Super Value, west of the Rockies. You're on the air.
I'm on the air.
On the air. Right this very minute.
I am?
If you're not, we're in trouble.
Is this Art?
I'm the only one here.
Well, am I talking to Art right now? Hello?
To talk to Art, say Art.
Art?
Yes, this is Art Bell. Hello.
Oh, great. Hi, it's Marilyn from California.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm great. I love your show.
Thank you.
Thanks. My husband is an alien, British, and he's been here since he was 10 years old, so he had a green card, and he got drafted into Vietnam, and he had three Purple Hearts. And he was thinking that maybe the answer to the alien situation might be to reinstate the draft.
Put them all in the Army?
Well, if you get drafted, then you can either leave the country and never come back or go into the Army.
Well, there's one little problem with that.
What?
Today's Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, all are very technically oriented. A, you have to speak English. You generally have to have an education in technical areas. You have to be capable of going through tech school and lots of other things that an alien just entering the country... most of them, anyway. Perhaps from Britain, that might be different. But most of them wouldn't be able to do that.
Well, that was our only solution.
Uh-oh.
So the other thing, I love hearing about all the geographical earth movements and things.
Yes.
We lost our place in L.A. in the Northridge earthquake.
Oh, you did?
And we moved to the mountains up in Idlewild.
Yes.
And I feel pretty safe here, although lately I've heard that the ancients somewhere wrote that there was a volcano here, too.
That's all you need is a volcano right underneath. I suppose if you're in the Mammoth area...
No, we're several hundred miles from there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
But you're saying there may be a volcano underneath you now?
A dormant, yeah.
Dormant?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, it could presumably remain dormant for generations to come.
Could I ask one more thing?
Or become active in the morning. Sure, go ahead. What?
When I lived in Fort Lauderdale, I was walking down the street one night, and I saw five geometric, beautiful colored rings over myself and my dog, and our hairs were standing up. And I was wondering if you'd heard of any craft that looked this way.
Yeah, they're called doggy geometric pattern vehicles.
Is it an actual craft?
They follow dogs.
Oh, is this a joke?
No. Yes, it is. I would have no idea, but that is an interesting report.
Uh-huh. All right.
Well, all right. We'll mark this one down and dub it as Doggy Craft and try and remember it.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Marilyn. Good luck with the volcano. First time caller on the line. You're on the air. Hello.
Greets 99.
Hello.
Hi. When are we going to get our galactic 800 number?
Intergalactic?
Yeah, intergalactic.
Well, the first time somebody tries to make a call and can't get through, we'll take a look at it.
Okay, I've got another thing to say. This is Mark in Honolulu.
Yes, Mark.
I was thinking about this thing about the border, not the beating, just, you know, what you're talking about. I totally agree on putting, some kind of surveillance and stuff up there. But I've got another idea.
Yes.
If citizens are really concerned about it, I'm sure there's a way to go through our legal system or through our system or through our representatives to create it so that the Mexican government has to cough up about $1 million for every illegal alien that gets caught and put back across on their side so that they start taking a little more activity in keeping these folks where they belong in the proper order. And I'm sure that we'd be able to make it so that these folks on the other side, the government, see the importance of being able to, you know, work a little stronger on keeping their people coming through legally instead of illegally. And the thing that really gets me is we don't have this problem on our northern border.
That's because we don't have the kind of economic difference that exists between our southern...
Yeah, I can appreciate that, but it seems like there's, you know, there's just anybody waiting for an opportunity to jump up and make more money and make it a race thing and all that kind of stuff out of, you know, what happened recently.
Well, I did get one interesting facts earlier, and they said... Try this, Art. Get an old pickup truck, load it with 21 white guys, go crashing through the Mexican border checkpoint, throw things at the Mexican cops when they chase you, and what do you think will happen?
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. You're not going to mess around with the federales.
No. You'll end up spending so much time in a Mexican jail, you'll forget what America looks like.
Yeah. Well, one other thing, and I'll close off here. You're having a great show tonight, but have a look in your mail for your photograph.
For my photograph?
Yeah, well, for a photograph. And when you see the Galactic 800 number, you'll know what I'm talking about.
All right. Take care.
Have a good night.
Thank you very much for the call. Wild Card Line, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. This is Rod from Simi Valley.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I was going to ask about shortwave radio.
Okay.
Okay, you said 60 feet of antenna, right?
That's what I'd recommend if you can get it up, yeah.
Yeah, well, on the top of a roof, what do you think about... About a foot off the top of the roof or 2 feet or...
Well, in general, the higher you can get, the better. But,
okay.
But anything at all is better than, say, a whip antenna. Yeah, if you...
No, that's what I mean. Because right now I got... Have you ever heard of a Hollycrafters radio back in 1960?
Sir, I've owned several. I had a Hollycrafters S32, S38.
Okay, I got like an S... SW-101 or something from, like, 1959, all-tube radio. I got it in my closet. The AM don't work, but all the shortwave bands work.
Yes.
And I got a realistic DX-120, which is old. Well, it's like the 70s.
What I recommend is this. If you live in an apartment building...
No, I live in a two-story house in Simi Valley.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You got it made, then.
Oh, I used to... I had a... You know what a buddy bass is?
Yes.
I used to have one of those 50-watt kickers.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it at a garage sale with a D-104 microphone.
Well, the CB police will get you.
Oh, well, I sold it. I bought it for like $45 and sold it to some guy on CB Channel 11 for, he gave me $125 for it. You know what happened to me was... Between the tuner and the...
You'd have to pay a windfall tax profit on that.
Yeah, you know what it is. You got the transmitter frequency and your tuner frequency, and I used to drink too much, and I'd be talking on channel 19 and listening on, like, channel 22, and it causes major problems.
Yeah, I know a lot of people like you. Yes, I do. You can listen to the CB band and hear people like that all the time.
Yeah, it's like I'm in ozone land.
All right, sir. Thank you very much for the call. Oh, yeah. The children's band. CB. He probably sat there for hours, tanked to the gills, talking on one channel, wondering why he wasn't getting answers. Oh, yes. For pure entertainment, listen to the CB band. Guaranteed. Kicker. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. What is this?
Well, what were you expecting?
Art Bell.
Bingo. Turn your radio off.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Everybody asks. My hand still hurts a little. I got bitten by a cat.
Oh. Well, I'm Brad, and I'm in Bartonville, Illinois.
Drives me nuts. People don't really want to know how I am. Don't ask how I am. You don't care how I am, do you? Not really.
Oh, I do.
You do not.
I do, too.
You do not. You just wanted to get on the air, so you're on the air.
Well, listen, one of my friends and I were talking about that Seven movie.
Yes.
And I guess it's supposed to be an unedited version. And let me just say this. The scene with the box, you know?
No. Do not talk about that. That is a bad and wrong thing to do. You better not tell anybody about the end of this movie or I will bleep you and throw you off the air like a bad dream.
Oh, I'm not going to give it away or anything.
Yes, you are.
Oh, I'm not going to say what's going to be in the box.
Well, yes, you are.
Oh.
I bet you are. No. I know you are.
No.
I can feel it. All right, go ahead.
Well, I'm just going to say this. There's something else other than the object in the box.
All right.
And I also have one more question. At the beginning of the last hour, what was the name? What Cusco CD was that on?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry, but I just grab bumper music from a great pile here. There's no order to it, and I can't remember what I played, so.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Arthur.
Right. Thank you. Take care. I just, you know, it's a random thing, folks, so I really don't know.
News Radio 740, KTRH. By February, will the dollars in your savings and retirement accounts turn into worthless pieces of paper? Will the next debt ceiling increase push us to the brink of default? Find out now by requesting a free copy of Chris Martinson's Crash Course DVD. See why King World News has reported the debt crisis is already here. There's no solution. Gold will hit $2,500 an ounce and silver could double. Don't get blindsided by another crisis in our bubble economy. Get prepared now. Call Lear Capital at 1-800-957-4653 for your free DVD and Precious Metals Decision Guide. See how you can get up to $600 worth of silver Arctic Fox coins free with a qualifying purchase. Don't wait. Respected analyst Gerald Celente says the crisis will hit this year. And if you don't have your money in your pocket, it's not yours. Call 1-800-957-4653 for your free DVD and Precious Metals Decision Guide and get up to $600 worth of silver Arctic Fox coins free. That's 800-957-4653. 1-800-957-4653.
Business owners, chances are you have a few computers in your office, maybe a tablet, a smartphone or two. They all have critical business files on them, and if you experience a data loss, you could be in dire straits. That's why your business needs iDrive.com. iDrive is smart and intuitive. It's easy to set up, so you won't need an IT specialist to keep track of your backups. iDrive protects your valuable data to an unlimited number of devices with no per-computer charges. Business plans start at less than $10 a month. iDrive stores your files safely and securely online and off-site with military-grade encryption, so only you have access to your files anywhere, anytime. Protect your data. Sign up today and save 20% when you use promo code PROTECT with iDrive.com.
You're listening to Art Bell, Somewhere in Time. Tonight featuring Coast to Coast AM from April 3, 1996.
First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Okay, Art. Bowman again out in Como country. Sorry about the cellular glitch before.
Okay.
First of all, the moon eclipse was tonight.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it was beautiful on the evening news. The top 9/10 of the moon was gone, just a sliver on the bottom. 2 hours ago, you were talking to the socialist in Kansas City.
I recall.
about aliens, and I hope you misspoke when you said we need illegal aliens, and you were referring to...
I did. Of course I did. I got a quick fax from Doc Berry that I didn't even respond to on that. There's something wrong with your phone.
Well, very possible. Yeah, I'm out here delivering my papers.
Yes, we need farm workers here, and they need not be illegal aliens. They would be legal, some sort of Bresario program.
Exactly, right.
All I'm saying is that we can control who comes and goes.
Exactly. The word illegal keeps the difference between the conservatives and the liberals, I think, and we have to maintain that concept of law.
Yes, I quite agree. I'm going to have to leave the line, though. There's something horribly wrong with your phone, sir. Yes, I did misspeak, and I didn't even bother responding to Doc Berry, who jumped on it and said, double hypocrisy. No, we need people who will come from Mexico and do jobs here that others will not do. And they need not be illegal, they can be legal. We can have a program that allows them in. And we can know who comes and goes. What's the matter with that concept? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello. Hello there. Goodbye. Wild card line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Art, this is Bill in Portland. Good morning.
Hi, Bill.
I was the guy with the first audiobook signed there at the book signing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about that California incident down there.
Okay.
It's just a crying shame with the attention that it's getting. You know, this boil has been coming up to a head for a long time down there, and unfortunately, I think that an officer or officers that were involved were just building up and relieving some of the steam that's actually building up on everybody down there as a whole.
Well, I would like to know how many times CNN has showed that particular, the end part of that chase.
Yeah. You know, I've personally only seen it once. And I haven't been able to pick it apart. I just saw on CNN the first day it happened. And, you know, you're getting a panoramic view of that from that helicopter, you know, and that officer's perspective coming around the backside of that pickup, knowing that there's several of those people. I mean, when they jumped out of that truck, they were just scattering.
Sure.
You know, and I kind of saw in that perspective when I saw him take pursuit of the individual right off the bat. And it just seemed clear to me that, you know, if you were on the ground looking at it from his perspective, that you don't know where all these people are at, and he was just going at the first person that was at him right there. That was what I, you know, saw from it. And then the other officer that came around the other side, I think he was just reacting in what he actually was witnessing from when he came around the front of the truck. You know, he saw the other officer there in a situation, and he just jumped in to help, not knowing what was going on.
Now, wait a minute. We had one officer who got the man, right? And then somebody, the other officer dragged the woman out by her hair, right?
Well, from what I was seeing, one came from around the back of the truck, and he was the one who was doing most of the baton beating. And then the other, like I said, I only seen it once. Then I seen another officer come from around the front of the truck. And from what I could see, when I saw it, was the second officer was only actually witnessing the other one in a confrontation.
Well, maybe so, but there's no way that you could, even taking that that angle, which is a reasonable angle, in other words, the assumption there's an ongoing confrontation, how do you justify dragging somebody by their hair out of the car? Maybe that part. But then beating them. How do you justify, well, it was okay to beat her because he was beating him? I don't think that works. Look, clearly, you can understand what happened. You can understand the frustration of the officers, the danger they were in, the danger the public was in, the gravity of the laws that were broken, all of that. So you can understand why they did what they did, but you can't condone it. Period. You can talk around it until you're blue in the face, but you can't condone it, or at least I can't. It was, in my opinion, excessive violence, unless there is something we clearly don't know about. It didn't have to come down that way at the end. I know it would have required superhuman effort on the part of the police to restrain themselves after what they'd been through. But that's their job. And if they can subdue a suspect without beating his skull in or breaking his elbow or whatever else, then they're supposed to do that. I know they're only human beings. I know that. But that's the job. That is the job. It's not a, it's, you don't get a big thank you. But that's a job. I'm glad I don't have to do it. And I don't know how they do. And the answer is sometimes they don't. Sometimes they go too far. Like all humans. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, this is Chuck from Fairbanks.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, and about these wall builders, I wonder if they plan on doing the same thing all the way across Canada, because I know a lot of Canadians that come across the border and work, and they're pretty hard to tell from the rest of the Americans, you know? They get by on it.
I can tell a Canadian in a second.
Well, the point is if you're going to do it on one border, you better do it on the other. There's some partiality.
We don't have the problem with millions coming across as we do on our southern border.
How do you know? You can't identify them.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Hey. They say, hey. Oh, he hung up. They say that a lot. You can always tell a Canadian. You make him say a sentence or two and you've got him nailed. No problem. Canadians are easy. Look, there just simply is not the same problem on the northern border there is on the southern. Not to say there isn't a problem. Not anywhere near the same gravity. Well, what's happened to my time? First time caller line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
I'm calling from California.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, you know about that Area 51?
I've heard of it.
Okay, I contacted a person in the Pentagon, and he informed me that there were people up on the ridge with cameras and binoculars looking down on the base.
No.
And also, he said that I could get a copy of that Roswell, New Mexico crash. And that
copy of the crash?
Yeah, well, a copy of the papers dealing with the Roswell, New Mexico crash.
Where do you get that? Where?
Huh?
Where?
Well, there was a line I called, an Air Force base.
All right, well,
I got a woman there.
I'll tell you what, we're out of time, so just say goodnight, America.
Oh, goodnight, America.
Oh, goodnight, America.